Hi. The Common Man and T-Bone podcast is brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Cold or sweaty is no way to go through life. Call my guys at Care Heating and Cooling for all your heating and cooling needs. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. And stay tuned after the podcast for special bonus content from past shows.
T-Bone is a friend of mine.
I have a friend in T-Bone.
Bye.
Now launching the dumbest radio show in America. Welcome to Common Man and T-Bone.
It's foreign to me because I don't have to make that choice.
Well, you have a sister, though. Did your parents have a favorite?
Yeah.
And?
Not me.
I know. Why did I even ask? Okay,
this ain't one of them.
I know.
They
exactly.
They actually looked at me when I was born and said, this ain't one of them.
Yeah.
Let's do it again.
Yeah.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
Timmy Hall.
I will rub one on my face.
And a collection of profane noises.
Coach?
No, Dom.
I'm a genetic freak. And I'm not normal.
I want me some glory hole.
I'll keep it in the room.
Stop breathing.
It used to be a lot longer.
The numbers don't lie.
This is stupid. This is man. And bone.
It is Wild Card Wednesday.
Oh, it's wild.
Yeah.
It's wild. How about that? What an intro.
That's my Tyvus laugh.
I know. You've been... I don't know how it doesn't hurt you every time you do it.
I suffer for my soup.
Suffer for your soup.
On campus, all the news and notes you need coming up at 4:48. Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer at 5:34.
That's a, I'm going to guess, a Frasier reference there? Suffer for my soup?
No, that's a soup Nazi from Seinfeld.
Oh, it's a Seinfeld reference. I never would have guessed.
Yes. I have Frasier ones I could throw in too if you want.
You know what? I'm not as good on my Frasier references.
It's Wild Card Wednesday.
Where do you want to start, Mike? Do you want something like where we actually have to make a decision? Do you want something silly and stupid? Where do you want to go?
Bone, we got 3 hours, so I mean, a little foreplay would be nice. So
okay,
let's ease in.
Okay, Josh, I think this one is a little bit of a ponderous one. My buddy Josh tweeted us and said, how far outside of the city center of Columbus can you live and still tell people you're from Columbus? Now, presumably he means like when people ask you where you live now, you're saying that like I was born in Columbus. I'm from Columbus, but I live in Marysville. So, I mean, I feel like for me, if I'm talking to someone around town, I don't say, oh, yeah, I live in Columbus. I would say, well, I live out in Marysville because that's you're from here. But if you're in Phoenix,
that's what I mean.
And someone says, well, where are you from? It's like, I'm from
Columbus. That's what I think he means.
Okay.
I'm going to say Marysville is probably the border.
All right.
If we're drawing a circle, I'd say like Marysville and then Delaware.
Delaware, I think, is there.
Is the top. Like if you live in Marion.
Marion's too far.
I think you have to say you live in Marion. Just like if you live in Zanesville.
Zanesville's too far.
You have to say
you live
in Zanesville.
Yeah, but like Newark Heath. Buckeye Lake.
Newark, I'll give you.
Yeah, that area. I think Buckeye Lake, even we would say, you could still say you're from Columbus, basically, right?
What about South?
Well, Grove City for sure is Columbus. We know that. Yes. It's basically right off the outer belt there.
Yeah.
But like I think if we go down 23, Circleville, I feel like would be the border of Columbus.
Lancaster is Columbus.
Lancaster for sure. You could still count that. If we're counting Marysville, I think you can count Lancaster,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. So Canal, all that stuff's good.
Yeah, sure.
But we're not counting Chillicothe.
No.
Teddy, that's more your area than me. I mean, Circleville, are we still good to call that Columbus-ish?
Proper.
Like, if you're in Tampa and someone says, where are you from? And you live in Round Town and you say, I'm from Columbus. Is someone else who knows you going to be like, shut up. No, you're not. You're from Circleville. Or they're going to be like, yeah, he's basically right.
That's close. Yeah.
Okay.
I can give you that. Yeah.
Chillicothe.
That's different.
You're out. Like that's no.
Yeah. Because Circleville's pushing it. Yeah.
Okay. That's what I thought. Now West, I mean, I think we go like Springfield. You're obviously not. You're in Springfield. That's a whole nother place. But I think we can get away with like Plain City, all that stuff. That's still all Columbus. You can say that.
Jen Winters is in the chat. She disagrees with us.
But why?
I don't know, because she's stupid.
Lancaster is not practically Athens.
She says, Newark is 30 minutes away from here. So I live 30 minutes away from here, so I don't live in Columbus then?
Yeah, I mean, I'm saying...
I'm not talking about the city limits. I'm talking about the metro area.
Downtown Dad says the 270 loop has to be Columbus. Like,
that's dumb.
All right, so then people who live in, I don't know, like Liberty Township, that's all, sorry, you're out. That's done.
I commute in here every single day for work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
If you can make a daily commute, you're pretty much in the metro area.
Or unless you're one of our sales guys, Joe.
Well, Joe's in that case. He makes like a twice weekly commute, though. That's different.
He does. He does make it. You're right. It doesn't do it every day. I think he used to. He used to do it every day.
Anyway, join the chat with F-bomb stupid Jen. She's in there.
All right. That's good.
What else?
This one, Brady, I was trying to remember this one. Brady had said, yo, MFers, I want to tell you yesterday when you guys read the Scott Frost fan fiction a while back, I legitimately had to pull over from crying laughing so hard. Love y'all.
Scott Frost fan fiction.
I'm trying to think about what this was.
I don't know what it is.
I don't remember it myself. I'm sure we did something we were talking about
a different show.
No. Well, maybe. Boy, that'd be embarrassing.
I get that sometimes when I'm out. I was like, hey, man, big fan. Listen every single day. What time you come on? One?
Yep.
Yeah. One.
No, but he tweeted us he tweeted at the Man and Bone account and responded to a Wild Card Wednesday thing. So I'm just saying, I mean, he obviously is aware of, he was listening yesterday when we said, what are times where you have like lost it?
Teddy, do you remember Scott Frost fan fiction?
I do not remember that.
Okay.
No,
that wasn't one of them.
If anybody on the chat remembers it, hit us up. If you remember on Twitter, like Scott Frost.
You can
Frost,
only answer us though if you're in Franklin County, apparently. Because that's the, you only have to be in Franklin County. If you're not in Franklin County, you shouldn't even be listening.
Also, let's find another way to test this, because Josh makes a good point about, you know, where would you say, like Pataskala? We're definitely calling Pataskala. You're in Columbus.
Yes.
I mean, you're not. We know if you live here, that's a ways out there. But if you're from not around the area, you say that you're pretty much from Columbus. But if I said to you, I'm from Central Ohio, and someone said, oh, so like Licking County? And you're like, yeah, Licking County. Like, didn't you know? All right, they know Central Ohio. If you say Union, Delaware, Fairfield, like all these counties, Madison, like they're all around us. I think that if you're in those counties that touch Franklin County, you're good. I think that's got to be the way to
call it. I grew up in the western suburbs of Chicago.
Okay.
If somebody says, where are you from? I don't look at them and say, St. Charles, Illinois.
Well, that wouldn't make any sense.
I say I'm from Chicago.
Yeah.
Because I'm from Chicagoland. I was 90 minutes, depending on traffic, outside of the city. But you identified as being from Chicago.
See, I find that so interesting, because I don't think Columbus has been, for many years that I grew up here, I think a lot of us felt like we were a smaller town. We have to embrace the fact that we're a giant metro area.
Get over it.
Right.
It's not charming either. That drives me crazy. We look like we're a cow town. Don't say that with a badge of honor.
Right.
Recognize what you are.
Well, exactly. I feel like if you lived in LA, you wouldn't, like, you could say stuff, I guess. You could say like, oh yeah, I'm from like Pasadena, or you could say you're from Simi Valley. But reality, you're from LA. You're from Southern California. You're from Los Angeles. The metro area is very large. If you're talking to anyone outside of LA, that's how you would describe it. So I think that's stupid to get hung up on that.
I've lived here for 21 years too. People say, where are you from? I say Columbus now.
That's right. Yeah. I'm trying to find out if anybody knows what the hell this Scott Frost thing was.
I think he made it up. I think he had an acid flashback or something.
Okay.
All right. While you decide that.
Sure.
Let me set some stuff up. Reds and Pirates this afternoon. Pirates up 6-1 on the Reds. This ain't one of them. Hunter Greene vomited on the mound last night for the second straight start. He did it in his previous start, too.
I'll tell you, I have not seen a lot of, I've seen some vomit in my day, but I'm saying I've not seen a lot of vomit on the mound.
Well, normally when that happens, it's because you're suffering from heat stroke.
That's certainly one of the
120
reasons,
degrees on the field temperature. and then you toss your cookies. I get it. Hunter Green says his problem was not that he was too hot. He says he overhydrated.
All right.
He drank too much water before the start. And he's done this 2 weeks in a row now.
When I first heard him say that, I was thinking of like the science of hydration, you know, of like, okay, well, how did he know he was overhydrated? And then my brain had to kick into like, I was so dumb trying to think smart. This shows you how you know you're not smart when you try to do it and you hurt yourself. Like, I basically had to remind myself, hey, dummy, maybe what he meant was he drank too much water and his tummy hurt, and then he shook it around. Like, if you ever as a kid that's what he did. He drank so much water or whatever he drank, Gatorade, whatever he had.
I tell that to my daughter all the time. She takes big gulps of things, and then she runs around and skips, and then, my tummy hurts. Well, that's why, you dummy.
Right. That's essentially what probably happened to him. He's shaking it all around up there, and it caused him to vomit. So, yeah, you got to stay hydrated, but you got to do it in a way that doesn't put, you don't just drink a gallon of water and then run out on the field.
Hey,
that would probably not go well.
If it's working for you, keep puking, but he sucked last night, so don't puke anymore. Guardians stay hot, though. They beat the Orioles. They will go again tonight.
Also, this is the question I keep having, or I had like so many times after I saw that video. How are we cleaning that up? You know, like,
well, he's not cleaning up anything. I mean, I guess the good news is you did it on the mound, so you just throw some dirt on top of it and call it a day.
Yeah, that's fair. But then later, I don't know. Does that just soak it all up and then you're
good? I assume the science of vomit will that it will eventually soak into its environment. And probably not on linoleum.
Of course, exactly right. I also thought if someone hits a ball right back through that, like the next pitch, and it hits that part.
Ball's slippery from vomit.
Well, it's got a substance on it now. You know what happens, obviously, sometimes when a ball gets scuffed or it gets a little
throw it out of play?
Well, you do. Or sometimes, I remember, I think it was Greg Maddux once that got away with it, where he had one that they didn't catch that it had been scuffed. And he kept getting it back. And the movement for like the two or three pitches he got to throw with it was some of the best stuff he's ever thrown in his life. And then they realized, I think it got fouled out or something, and he had to get a new ball. But I wonder if you get your own vomit back and you're like, well, look, this is gross. But the way this ball is moving right now, I can't.
The umpire checks your hand after the inning. What is this? Is it rosin and dirt? No, it's rosin, dirt, and a little bit of vomit.
It's a natural substance.
Right.
I produce this from inside my own body. So what are you going to do? I can't make my own vomit? Am I not allowed to do that?
Moises Alou used to pee on his hands. He said it prevented calluses. He'd piss on his hands. If you can pee on your hands and then grab a bat, why can't you puke and grab a ball?
Funny enough, I've had that same tradition for this job, but it has nothing to do with grip. I just do it for the comfort.
It. Who's going to be the next head coach of the Columbus Blue Jackets? We may have an answer. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
Watch out for an accident that's blocking the right lane on eastbound 70 on the east side between Livingston Avenue and 33. And you should know that eastbound 33's off-ramp to 270 on the west outer belt is currently closed due to an accident, and it's causing a 10-minute slowdown. This report is sponsored by Audible. Why not escape the traffic with Audible? Immerse yourself in new worlds, stories, and ideas with an incredible selection of audiobooks, podcasts, and originals. There's more to imagine when you listen. Sign up for a free trial at audible.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The kings of local social media.
Twitters and twatters.
This is Common Man and T-Bone.
The Schmitz Cardale Jones Celebrity Softball Game is coming. Why picnic when you can Schmitznic? It's presented by Monogram Homes and the U.S. Air Force. It goes down Saturday, July 20th at 6:30 p.m. at Huntington Park. Current Ohio State football players will go up against former Ohio State football players. The captains, Cardale Jones for the Geezers, Emeka Ibuka for the current players. Tickets are just $10 and are available today at BuckeyeCruise.com. I heard I'm a Dog Night was last night at Huntington Park.
Oh, was it?
My buddy texted me. He's Jewish. He was disappointed that no kosher dogs were involved in Dime a Dog.
Oh, is that a I didn't know they didn't do the... I don't know what the dogs are made of there.
Yeah, I said,
not the all beef?
For a dime?
Well, I don't know.
I'm guessing no. There's a lot of lips and asses of various critters.
Beef doesn't have lips and asses? Let's go. Chop up some cow lips.
I'm just saying, I think there's a process.
I got what you say.
There has to be a rabbi involved.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's the part. I was focused on the pork part. You're right.
No,
There's other things there too. I forgot about that. I don't know the ins and outs. That's right. Fair.
He wasn't actually pissed off about it. He just
because
I said
I noticed it though.
Taking down a lot of kosher dogs. He said no, they don't like my kind here.
Is that right?
Okay,
fair enough.
I don't think that's it.
Fair enough. They're not selling those dogs for a dime.
It is Wild Card Wednesday.
By the way, a few more thoughts on that map thing. We've had quite a few people weigh in and say, technically, you can say you're from Columbus if you are in a county where your county touches Franklin County. That's easy enough. I pulled up the map, and here's where I think we got to draw the line.
All right.
Okay. Circleville in, Lancaster in, Buckeye Lake, Newark. We said all that's in, Sunbury in, but like Mount Vernon, sorry, you're too far out.
Yeah, I'll say Mount Vernon's out.
Mount Vernon's out.
Yeah.
Delaware in, Marysville in, London in. I think Mechanicsburg's iffy, but we can give you Mechanicsburg. I think that's about the farthest we can go because that's about the same as out to Newark.
Yeah.
And then down south, Circleville is 100% in, but like Chillicothe out. Washington Courthouse.
Out.
Out. Too far. It's going to make Matt Andrews not happy, though.
Everything makes Matt Andrews not happy.
That's where he's from. Pretty sure that's where he is.
I know that, buddy.
I haven't gotten his read on the new baseball coach.
Oh, yeah.
Bob Todd.
It's not Bob Todd.
The dude Every baseball coach that we have is going to be Bob Todd. It's like the Queen. I don't care what your name was. Here's what your name is.
I know. And I feel like that's... I know you're not this, but it feels like that's what Chris Spielman would have said about any Reds manager. You'd be like, oh, Sparky Anderson? Is that it?
Stop it. All right. Who's going to be the next head coach of the Blue Jackets? There are reports that it's going to be Todd McClellan. Now, Todd McClellan has been around. All right. He's 56 years old. He was the head coach of the Kings, was fired in February. At the time that he was fired in February, the Kings were 23-15-10, or as we like to call it, the good old days. Get the parade out.
Right. That would be a what size banner should we get for whatever we're about to do if that's the record.
But they had expectations. They felt he was not living up to expectations, so they canned him. So he was there for about 4 years. Before that, he was in Edmonton. And then he was coaching in San Jose before that for a long... So the dude has plenty of head coaching experience in the National Hockey League.
Well, Tom McClellan has been around... I mean, he was way, way back in the day when Mike Babcock was with the Red Wings. I believe he was an assistant.
Yes, he was an assistant on that team.
But I'm saying that's a long time ago. And since then,
That's what got him the Sharks job. Because I think they won the cup in what, like 2007, 2008?
That sounds
and then
right.
He got the Sharks job right after that.
Look, for me, this is a guy, if this is the direction they go, is he the flashiest hire you could make? Not at all. Is he a guy who's going to come in and be a ridiculous disruptor of things? No, but what he is going to do is have a standard. He's going to come in if that's the way they end up going. And I kind of feel like how Don Waddell has so far showed himself in this job is he's not looking to go make giant swings that are, you know, one in a million. But boy, if they hit, this will be awesome.
No.
He's like, why don't I do a thing that has like an 85% chance of working out? And that seems like what Todd McClellan is. So when I say 85% chance of working out, I just mean this is a guy who takes your young talent, develops it, helps you find out who can play and who can't, puts in a system of accountability from practices to, you know, morning skates, all the way up to the time
defensive
where you're actually on the ice.
Defensive responsibility.
Yeah, they're good. His teams have always been good defensively. So that seems like a hire that gets you playing pretty good hockey fairly quickly, but he's also not someone who's going to just look at a young guy and say, sorry, I can't do anything with you. He has in the past been able to develop young talent as well. I guess you could go with other guys that maybe have a slightly higher upside or something, or his record in the playoffs is not great.
But this franchise right now needs stability.
Yeah.
You got two longtime hockey guys in Don Waddell and possibly. I mean, who the hell knows? Possibly Todd McClellan coming in here. I think that's a solid move, if that's the move.
Yeah, I would be fine with that to get us to the level that it needs to be of an organization that's not like a complete joke on the ice. You start playing better hockey, you start playing with some reasonable sensibility on how this should go. And I don't think you should just throw all the young guys out there and never give them a chance to grow and develop. I also think you at some point have to start trusting them to play. And I hope that would not be a challenge for him. That'd be my only concern, right? Is that, you know, sometimes you get guys, he's not Tortorella, but one of the similarities to Tortorella would be that he is not going to take, you know, if you are not doing your job, he is not going to take that lightly. He's not going to chalk that up to inexperience. And that might mean some guys who need experience suddenly find themselves, you know, getting their minutes cut, stuff like that. And all of a sudden we're going, uh-oh, this looks a little bit like we're not developing these players. I still think he's got a good enough track record showing he can do that and get you to actually play hockey the way you should to be competitive in the NHL.
Bone, I am very, very excited about something.
What's that?
First round of the NBA draft goes down tonight. This is the first year that they're doing the two-day format, because first round is tonight. Second round then picks back up, I want to say like 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock tomorrow. But the Atlanta Hawks have the number one pick. And that is the extent of my NBA draft knowledge.
Mm.
You excited?
No.
Okay.
This is one of the more boring drafts.
I was counting on you to break it all down, because Teddy and I don't know.
Like, the number one guy in this draft is a dude out of France who's Zachary Reseker. I'm not sure if I'm saying that right.
I'm sure that's not right.
Sure. Then you've got a dude from Australia. Then you've got some guys you've heard of. Reed Shepard from Kentucky. Stephon Castle, who was a big part of UConn's run. Dalton Connect from Tennessee. Donovan Klingon from UConn. You know what I'm excited about
What are you excited about?
I'm interested to see who decides to take on Zach Edey in the draft.
That's the projection on him?
Not top 10. I'm looking at one right now just to see where they've got him slated. This is from Yahoo Sports, has him slated to go 19th to Toronto. But let's put a caveat there, because sometimes they do this with mock drafts. They're like, hey, this guy's from Canada, Toronto, they'll take him. It's like, well, is that your logic or what? But yeah, he's not a lottery pick. I don't think. I'll be shocked if he is.
One coach is a big fat liar. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
You're going to hit stop-and-go traffic, causing a five-minute delay on eastbound 270 on the south outer belt between 71 and 23, and slower traffic on southbound 71 on the north side between 17th Avenue and 5th Avenue. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1. The Fan Trap.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I am a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Some fans drink the Kool-Aid. These guys drink the bleach. This is Man and Bone.
Common Man and T-Bone brought to you by the Hinderer Motor Company. It is Wild Card Wednesday. Please interact with the show. You can tweet us at Man and Bone 971. You can also text the burner phone 614-787-3093, which is where this comes from. One of our listeners shared a screenshot. He got a text from a number that he did not recognize.
Okay.
The text read, "My friend, Long time no see. How are you? He replied, I'm good. And you?
Great.
The random number said, excuse me, I'm Solana. Is this Lucy's phone number? He replied, Solana Papadia? Question mark.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Thanks for playing.
That's awesome.
Solana Papadia.
I had one of those over the weekend. I got the wrong number texting me, asking me if I was ready for the barbecue and if they needed me to bring, if I needed them to bring anything. And I said, hey, sorry, wrong number. And the person replied, I'm like, oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you telling me. Thank you again for this. You are a nice person. Thank you. And I was just like,
now, please send me some money.
Yeah, I was like, what, that, now it's like,
the king is in jail.
At first, I thought it was a like a real missed number. Now I'm thinking it's a scam.
Yeah, it's a scam.
Yeah.
From Stevie Nicks Cracky, my Canadian porn stars.
That could go a lot of different ways.
What if hamburger patties were shaped like hot dogs and hot dogs are shaped like hamburger patties? Would you rather have a ham dog or a hot burger? Well, first of all,
I think a hot patty is a better name for that, just for what it's worth. But
these exist. I say this all the time. A hot burger, meaning hot dog shaped like a burger, is a fried bologna sandwich.
Oh, well then,
that
yes,
is
you're right.
A hot dog in burger form.
That's all bologna is. Yes.
Yes. Bologna That's, is hot. It's like when my wife said, I don't like bologna. You like hot dogs, right?
Yeah.
Right.
All right. Go. Then you like bologna. Now, maybe you don't like the cold bologna sandwiches on the white bread with the American cheese, but I go get you a fried bologna sandwich.
You'll love it.
Oh, my God. You'll pass out.
And also, we should point out, I mean, I don't eat hot dogs cold. I love a hot dog. I'm not eating it cold. So I get if you don't like bologna, but you love hot dogs because you don't usually serve bologna the same way. Like you said, you cook that up. It's great.
Oh, my God.
Now, also, I don't know if they still do this. But for a long time, I want to say it was either Speedway or maybe 7-Eleven. I forget which one. On the roller, the little hot dog rollers, they had this. They had hamburgers as roller dog items. Do you remember having these?
Yes.
And what they would do is not only did they have that, but you could get it just as a burger or you could get it with cheese. And they had little gobs of melty cheese on the inside that when you bit into it, exploded into your mouth. They were amazing. And they were, you know, because it's a little harder to keep hot dog or hamburger meat cooking in a place like that. But if it fits on a roller, well, they can sit there all day.
Yeah.
And that's what they would do. And I remember getting those things quite often and they were delicious. So I think I would go with the fried bologna sandwich in this scenario, but I've had the other one too, and they're both great.
From the burner, my fellow Lost Boys, have you ever hurt yourself doing something and were too embarrassed to tell anyone and made something up? I was putting on my underwear and my foot got caught and I fell, fractured my kneecap and separated my shoulder.
Oh my gosh.
Told everyone I did it playing ball.
Yep, I would do that too. I mean, now you have let the cat out of the bag.
I'm trying to think. I don't think so. There was that time I got something stuck in my anus.
Was that because you fell back on it or where there was a little bit of exploration on your part? I'm trying to think if I've had any injuries where I didn't immediately fester
well,
what it was.
It's a funny story about the anus thing. I was hanging out with Jim Schlossnagel. He had just finished coaching Texas A&M baseball. They lost to Tennessee in the College World Series. And so he's sitting there during his post-game press conference. The Texas job was open, okay?
Yeah.
Texas A&M, Texas baseball, rivals.
Right, of course, yeah.
All right?
Sure.
So somebody said, hey, Jim Schlossnagel, are you interested at all? There's some rumors about you and the Texas job. What do you have to say about that? And Schlossnagel said, I took the job at Texas A&M to never take another job again. And that hasn't changed in my mind. That's unfair to talk about something like that. I gave up a big part of my life to come and take this job, and I've poured every ounce of my soul into this job, and I've given this job every single ounce I could possibly give it. So write that. Great.
Okay.
And then,
okay,
24 hours later, Schlossnagel took the Texas job. You lying sack of crap.
And that guy, now, he's going to have to wear that for the rest of his life. But that also, I don't know what the right thing to do there
is.
Here's
the right thing to do. Guys, we just lost this game. I'm not here to talk about that.
I know, but then everybody goes, oh my God, he's doubting himself. He's going to quit.
Okay, that's fine. All the Texas A&M baseball media loses their mind, all seven of them.
You're right.
But Jamokes like you and me aren't talking about it on the radio.
We don't care. But
Schlossnagel.
I think what you could also maybe do is, let's say you're, because the argument is, if you lie about it, ultimately, what is the penalty is a bunch of people who you don't care about are going to say you're a liar. He obviously doesn't. I would guess he probably doesn't care what you and I think.
No, I know. But the whole thing, you know, and you print that.
That's
you write it.
That's it. It's the fact that he is not only saying, no, I have no interest in that job, politely and respectfully. He is saying it like he called the reporter selfish for asking the question. The reporter, he said, I think that's selfish of you to ask me that. How is it selfish of a reporter to ask you, there are rumors this job is open, that you're interested? Are you interested? Also, by the way, the Schlossnagel previously, you know what he did? He coached at TCU.
All right.
And when he coached at TCU,
to go to Texas
A&M,
he
got asked about that job and about Texas A&M. And he said, hey, guys, I'm at TCU.
What are we doing?
This is where I want
to
be.
I murdered my mom to come to TCU. I'm not going to A&M. Disgracing her dead body.
What did he do with his family to get to Texas A&M?
I murdered my whole family.
Okay. Did he Chris Benoit the situation? I mean, obviously not, because he was still there, but I don't know. What even does that mean? Like, you don't know. I might sacrifice me and my family. It's like, for what? You're a baseball coach. I'm sure it's a sacrifice no matter where you coach. Are you saying because everybody had to pack their stuff in a Ryder truck and drive to another town?
You're moving from the same state.
Yeah, you didn't move from like Honolulu to Texas, did you? You moved from like Texas, a big state.
I haven't seen my kid in 6 years.
Well, why not? Also,
I'm trying to earn enough money for them to come here. All right.
I don't know how old everybody's kids are. This man looks like he's 65 years old.
Who cares?
No, I'm saying.
Billy Joel's got a 6 year old. He's 75.
That's fair. That's fair. I'm just saying. Maybe he's, you know, my 37 year old son I haven't seen in 6 years. He moved away. He lives in another state, has a career and a family. I just don't visit him. Kind of a prick.
All right. Wild card Wednesday.
This is from Mike's UG, who says, my guys. How many times have you visited the same fast food restaurant in one day? For example, I've been to Wendy's 3 times in one day.
I've never done the 3. I've done 2.
Oh, I've done 3.
You've done 3?
Yeah, I've done.
Same location?
No.
Okay.
Same. I've done McDonald's 3 times. Because you get a breakfast, you know, 6, 7 in the morning if you're up that early.
Yeah.
And then at lunchtime, you happen to be near the same McDonald's or a McDonald's. You're like, you know what? I'd like to get burger and fries.
I've done breakfast and dinner. Didn't do lunch.
I've sadly done breakfast and dinner at Taco Bell. Like that's, I'm saying I've done this probably at a handful of restaurants, breakfast and dinner, but breakfast, lunch, dinner only at McDonald's. Have I done that?
Ted is listening to this in total disbelief.
Teddy, you know, that's possible.
Ted, have you ever gone to 2 fast food places?
I'm pretty sure I have, just like maybe on vacation where you're traveling and you pull in like, oh, let's grab McDonald's here for
vacation
lunch.
Doesn't count.
And then, you know, at dinner you hit McDonald's again.
No, man, that's nice that Mrs. Panama Ted is all about that life, because I know when me and my wife are anywhere, if we've seen the restaurant within the last week, she's like, we can't go there. We just had that 3 days ago. It's like, I got news for you. They got a lot of things on the menu. We could get other things here. But no, if we had McDonald's in the morning where they have hash browns and sausage, we cannot go in the evening and get quarter pounder with cheese and fries. That's totally different food to me. To her, no. Off limits. Can't do that.
Vacation's not real. Right, Ted?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
No calories on vacation either.
That is also true. Get those extra cookies when you're there.
Yeah. Kill all the drifters you want.
Is that right?
Yes.
That's what happens on vacation.
If you're on the open road, it doesn't count. Ask the truckers.
I don't think that's true.
No. What?
No, never mind. Go ahead.
I got to go to break.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I forgot.
Stay on time here? What are we doing?
No.
The NCAA says the more, the merrier. And more Wild Card Wednesday. Coming up next, Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
Be aware of an accident on the right shoulder of eastbound 70 on the east side between Livingston Avenue and 33. And you're going to hit a 5-minute delay on northbound 71 on the north side between 670 and 11th Avenue. This report is sponsored by Allstate. You're in good hands. Some people just know there's a better way to do things, like bundling your home and auto insurance with Allstate. Why make things harder than they need to be? There's a better way to save time and money. Visit Allstate.com or call for a quote today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Barely famous, incredibly stupid. Back to Man and Bone.
Happy Wednesday.
Happy Pappy.
It is Wild Card Wednesday.
We have this one from Mike, who is, he tweeted us and said, my slot machines. Wife and I are going to the Lion King next week for a little date night. You guys have any dinner recommendations for downtown Columbus? We live in Delaware and aren't from, like, down in the city. Not a big seafood, Chinese food couple. By the way, Mike is the person, him and his wife, they sent us the gender reveal. We did their gender reveal on the air.
Oh, congratulations.
So, yeah.
Has the baby popped yet?
Didn't we do that like a year ago?
I don't know.
It was last November, I think, or December is when we did that, announced that. But yeah, they had the baby. Yeah.
Okay, they had the baby.
So we're good.
Yeah, we know about that. Okay. Yes.
I thought we did.
His baby girl, I believe, yeah.
Well, we did the gender reveal.
We should know that.
We should know that.
It was right. I mean, it was oh, no.
I don't eat downtown a lot. Now, do you want to just, like, park downtown and have everything within walking distance? So Lion King, where are they seeing that?
I don't even know. I don't know. I don't know where the Lion King is. Let's find out.
Capital?
I'm looking. Ohio Theater.
Ohio Theater. Okay. Yeah. What's around there for a nice sit-down dinner?
Well, I mean, you can... How, like, if you're like a normal person, you can walk a few blocks and get to a lot of these restaurants. I mean, I know that down in the Columbus Commons area, I think they moved the Spaghetti Warehouse over there. That might not be a bad, you know, it's a sit down place. You can get, they have a lot of different options. I know Condado's over there if you like tacos.
I don't think they want to go for tacos. They're going to the theater.
What does that mean?
I don't know if they want to sit down and have tacos.
What do you mean? I don't know. I don't know what people, I'm saying, but in that area, there's, you could do, like, you know, Spaghetti Warehouse, a little more sit down dining, formal ish kind of thing without getting too crazy. But also, if you're not wanting something like that, you just want something a little quicker, you could go that other route with Condado.
There's the Elevator that's been there forever.
Yeah.
It's a nice place. Fair. Nice ambiance too. Used to be a whorehouse.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That actually makes me want to go more.
It's not still.
Says you. They got ghosts, don't they? I'm getting pregnant by a ghost.
You walk in there, you're like, is the fish on special tonight? Nope, sir. We don't have any fish on premises.
A lot of ghosts in here.
Okay.
A lot of ghosts.
All right.
By the way, I'm of the opinion that ghosts can't impregnate me. So, I mean, not...
Well, you're a man.
Okay.
So, of course, they cannot impregnate
you. No, they can.
I'm
saying they can. In the afterlife, it's inverted. It's the flip.
Oh, all right.
It's
okay.
The flip.
Flip? Yep.
Why not?
The NCAA says the more the merrier. The Division I Council on Tuesday approved a rule change that allow all football staff members to provide coaching instruction during practice and games. A change that removes some restrictions on the NCAA's previous maximum of 11 countable, air quotes, coaches.
Oh. So
now it's like, hey, you're... an analyst, you're a coach, whatever, but you can't talk to players during practice because we have too many. We have more than 11. Now they've said, that's stupid. We know you're doing it, so just do it.
Okay. So this was a rule that basically everyone, it appears,
ignored,
was breaking.
Yes.
And then they've just said, you know what? Since everyone's breaking the rule anyway, just not have the rule.
That's right.
Yet again, the NCAA shows us just how mighty and powerful they are not. Easy peasy.
You want to go to the... German Village, they got Lindy's. It's been there forever.
Yeah, Lindy's has been there.
It's a nice place.
German Village would have a lot of good spots. I mean, again, depending on how casual or upscale you want to go, they've got all different kind of options there. So
yeah, I think that's Spaghetti good. Warehouse, but...
Well, I'm just throwing out... I'm trying to think of what's around, like, that area. It's not too far where you could park your car, walk to it, and get back.
I don't know. You know what? There's a... I'm not usually a fan of Italian restaurants because I feel like it's never as good as what I cook in my kitchen.
Well, yeah, but most people aren't you.
I understand. I'm about to give you a recommendation.
Okay.
It's not downtown, though.
Okay.
It has nothing to do with anything these people want, but...
good.
There is a place in Powell called Novella.
Yes.
It's very good.
Oh, really?
And I do not say that about Italian places because most of the time they are a disappointment to me.
Hmm. But you've been.
I've been a couple times. I enjoy it.
Okay.
Novella. They pay me nothing to tell you this.
Good to know.
It's a nice place.
Is that the place with the, like, ridiculous waiting list?
No.
Oh, no. Okay. I know there's places in town that have, like, huge waiting lists.
Am I doing that?
No.
Okay.
That's why I was shocked. No. I didn't know what was going on. I don't think it does.
I mean, I just...
You just called up and went...
We go the day of.
You're like, hi, I'm Common Man. They're like, oh my gosh. Oh, yes. Oh. And they just push everybody back. And they're like, sorry.
Yeah, that's
you
what
can't
they do.
Come in.
Can I tell you something? If I call and say, hey, Common Man here, they say, oh, we're closed. And then I'm driving past. And say, well, no, it looks like you're... No, I'm sorry. It's a private party. We're closed. We don't want your kind here.
That's right. Your kind means fat or stupid?
Both.
Okay.
And annoying. And ugly.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Urban's Little Meyer says, my guys, I've been catching up on my gangland/mafia podcast recently, and any good mobster/gangster has a good nickname. What would your mob/gang names be? And then he has suggestions. He said, I suggest Mikey Two Eyes Riccardotti, because that's common, and Johnny Sound of Death Smith, because that's your favorite music, like death metal.
Doesn't really roll off the tongue.
Sound of Death is not...
I'm going to hang out with Sound of Death.
Now, you know, Mikey Two Eyes definitely sounds very mob. If I would be, you know what they would call me. If I were in a mob, it would be like, oh, yeah, there's Johnny Tiny Smith. Like, or
yeah, Tiny.
Little Johnny Smith. And it's like this giant 300-pound man walks out. Like, that's always the gimmick.
Now,
right?
I did have another nickname when I was a kid.
What was your nickname when you were a kid?
Pick a Snotty.
But that... You don't think the gangsters are going with a little, like, kindergarten humor on that, are they?
Go talk to Pick a Snotty. He'll set you straight.
If you don't listen, if you don't pay this rent, Pick a Snotty's going to come in here and mess up this bar. You understand? You're messing with the wrong Pick a Snotty, okay?
I don't think it rings. I don't think it works.
But Mikey Two Eyes?
Yeah.
Mikey One Eye would be more intimidating because, no, like, what did he do? What happened to his other eye?
Mikey Three Eyes, ayahuasca.
Oh, Mikey Three Eyes.
He's Aaron Rodgers.
He sees everything.
That's
you think
Aaron
you
Rogers.
Can get away with something? Mikey Three Eyes is going to see you.
It's like, listen, man, you got to get on another plane of existence. What's
By
up?
The way, I actually have a story involving that coming up next. It breaks my heart that two soulmates are not together anymore. And it's my mission to remedy that. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
You're going to hit a delay due to an accident on the right shoulder of southbound 71 on the north side at 5th Avenue. And slower traffic is causing a couple-minute delay on eastbound 270 on the south outer belt between 71 and 23. This report is sponsored by Macy's Backstage. Shop Macy's Backstage today for amazing deals on everything you need for summer. Get low prices every day at Macy's Backstage. Find a store near you at macysbackstage.com. Off price, on trend, arriving daily. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot. and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Murdering brain cells one show at a time. Back to Man and Bone.
You know, Bone, I am a big fan of love.
Yeah?
I'm a big fan of true love, and I believe that when you find your true love, you don't let petty details get in the way of love. Where it's like, oh, I have a job someplace else, or I don't like your mother-in-law, whatever it is.
Right.
You have to work through those issues and stay with your true love. And I'm here to tell you that I think Aaron Rodgers and Danica Patrick have made a big mistake. They broke up. Oh, why? Because Aaron slept with your best friend, Danica? Look, he's a hornball. Blame the ayahuasca, not the man.
That's right.
All right, you two, for the sake of society, need to get back together because you're clearly on the same wavelength. So Danica has a podcast called the Pretty Intense Podcast.
Mm. Get it? Because she is pretty.
She's pretty and intense.
And also intense.
And humble. One of her most recent podcasts was with Elizabeth April. Now, are you familiar with Elizabeth April?
No.
She is a reptilian shapeshifter truther.
What?
She believes that the reptiles are shapeshifting and controlling society, and we can't really see them unless they reveal themselves.
Okay.
Yeah. 73-minute podcast has two discussions. One of them was called Everything You Need to Know About Reptilians and a Galactic Federation.
Okay.
Yes.
What? Did she believe any of this? What is going on?
Well, I mean, she talks to this woman for 73 minutes.
Yeah, but I mean, I would love to hear this episode because there's at least a chance maybe that what she said was, really? Like the whole time she's like, really? That's what you think, huh? Okay, you're going to tell me more? Okay, crazy lady, go right ahead. Like, maybe she thought he was, that's the only thing that makes sense to me because.
Here's the summary. Now, I didn't listen to it. Said, while Patrick and April seem to be fully invested in the subject matter, fans on social media found it hilarious. One person said, I listened to the Danica Patrick Lizard People podcast, so you don't have to. Here are the highlights in order of appearance. Reptilians invented money to control us.
Okay.
The reptilians are not okay with the shifting of the energies. I don't know what that means. We're at a choice point in history.
Mm. I like their hotels. I stay there quite often. Choice point hotels. I get rewards for that.
From 2024, hey, that's now, to 2028, we'll see the uprising of the New Earth Frequency. Don't know what that is.
One of my favorite bands.
People are getting murdered over free energy technologies. I assume that has to do with like 5G and stuff.
Or, well, maybe it's that, or maybe it's this, you know, there's always been that idea that you could run a car engine off of water.
But every time
someone gets close to doing it, suddenly the oil companies all...
Well, here's something else from that wavelength. People in the past found the solution for cancer, but they were killed off.
They were all murdered. It's that stuff that, yes.
There are new solutions coming from people who understand vibrational frequency. I'm guessing that Elizabeth April is one of those people. Vibrational frequency.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If my wife says, don't come in, I'm doing vibrational frequency, I'm going to say, all right, put it in the drawer when you're done. Don't leave it out on the bedspread like last time and scare the kid.
By the way, like terms that are used in this space, vibrational frequency, like, oh, there's energies all around us. Yeah, you know what they are? They're called radio waves. Like literally, if you're listening to us on your car radio right now, guess what's happening? Something is vibrating at a frequency and a certain, you know, pathway there that you can only receive if you have your antenna up.
We got to get rid of Wi-Fi.
Right.
It's going to kill us all.
I'm just saying you've been wandering around. The sun also shoots these rays at you. Everything has this stuff. Like, there are things like You have radiation coming off of almost everything in the world. Most of it is so minimal that it doesn't ever do anything to you.
I got to skip ahead to some because there's a million bullet points here.
They say stuff like this and they're like, did you know everything has a frequency? It's like, yeah, oh, okay. What does that have to do with anything?
All right, let me continue.
Scientifically speaking, it's insignificant what you're talking about.
The reptilians are scared because humans are gaining power. I guess they're aware humans. We're not, like, we're the sheep, I guess. Or maybe we're reptiles.
When they say reptilians, are they talking about actual reptiles?
Yes, they shapeshift.
Oh, but
so you can't see them.
But they're not talking about like a chameleon is actually just like it can turn into a human. There's humans walking around.
Can I read more of this?
I'm sorry.
The Galactic Federation says that the planet belongs to the humans, even though reptilians were here before us.
The Galactic Federation.
Let's not have comments on everything. Let's just keep going. Humans haven't had this kind of power since we inhabited Atlantis. Oh, that's a real place, I guess. They've embraced Atlantis, okay?
Oh, we can comment on Atlantis, I guess. We can't comment on everything
else. Many reptilians are transmuting into the light because of the vibrations. Many celebrities and politicians are reptilians, among them Adele and Justin Bieber. Okay? Right. In the next 4 years, the celebrity reptilians will all shapeshift into their true forms because of the vibrations. Those who do not wish to show their true forms will transmute into the light, a.k.a. pass away. Justin Bieber will accidentally shapeshift on stage in front of thousands. The audience will have their minds wiped, though, like Men in Black. That's how they suppress the truth. So, look, we've all seen the truth in the past, but they wipe our minds.
I am like desperately, because this is on YouTube. I need to see her face. I honestly need to know, like, what does Danica Patrick look like when this is happening? Because if it's anything like what my face is like right now.
Dude, here's what you need to know. She didn't cut her off in 5 minutes and said, who the hell booked this lunatic? Get her in an asylum. Clearly, Danica Patrick is on this wavelength. I have no idea how. Can you imagine how bizarre the sex was between Danica Patrick and Aaron Rodgers?
Oh my gosh.
Can you imagine?
Well, it sounds like probably what's happened there is Danica Patrick and Aaron Rodgers didn't get along because Aaron Rodgers at one point just storms out of the room and is like, Danica, you're being unreasonable, okay? They don't vibrate at 220 megahertz, okay? It's clearly 180. We've been over this. Like, it's not that they disagreed about
it. I don't know why you can't see the truth for what it is.
They both agree in reptilian shapeshifters. They agree that there are vibrational differences or whatever. They just can't get on the same frequency.
All right, here's what I gather. The Galactic Federation, which we keep talking about, is an alien group. Okay, and Elizabeth April says she communicates directly with them. I don't know how she does, but she does. She says the human race is an experiment.
I don't.
We live on a prophecy planet.
A prophecy planet.
Yes.
Mm. Yes. Sounds great.
A lot of talk about Atlantis. Elizabeth April says she has a friend who is a rocket scientist at NASA, and they say that she's right about everything. Of course.
You know what's funny? That's my favorite thing from the like quackpot internet people, where they're like, listen, someone you don't know works at a very important place that you do know, and that person, who you will never hear from, has said, I'm brilliant. But all the other people at that place you do know, if they were asked about that smart person, supposedly, they would all say, yeah, that lady's a crazy person. Like, what are you talking about? That's ridiculous. And she would say, yeah, they're all in on it. But the one person who works there who likes me, he knows what he's talking about.
Danica said in the conversation that she went on a guided mushroom journey where she became a waveform. Okay. That was from Danica. Elon Musk enters the chat.
Oh, good.
Elon Musk is the Da Vinci of our generation.
Oh, God.
Elizabeth April has had a lot of past life regressions off planet. The aliens' technology is linked directly to their consciousness, just like Neuralink. Elon Musk is helping prepare us to join the Galactic Federation. Nice!
I just want to point out, was Da Vinci known for taking other people's ideas and then ruining them?
Yes.
Okay.
The Galactic Federation said 5G radiation is dangerous, which is why aliens wear spacesuits.
Ah.
A lot of clothing companies have started creating radiation-proof clothes. You should also have your house painted in radiation-proof paint. Danica says she has EMF/5G reducers in her home. I'm telling you, buddy.
Okay, she's in on this.
All right. Common here for radiation paint.
Here's what I'm going to...
Promo code crazy.
Here's what I'm going to suggest. And again, it's free country. You can have a podcast. You can do what you want.
You know what? I'm going to say it shouldn't be. lock all these people up, man. Jesus. You know what? No. I'll be a shape-shifting reptilian. Maybe I am.
Here's what's happened with, like, from Danica Patrick to Aaron Rodgers to Joe Rogan loves to dip his toe in and then be like, oh, am I? Ooh.
Hey, man, I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Here's what I have found, right? Like, Joe Rogan got famous because he's a very funny stand-up comedian who is also good at hosting gross TV shows. That's how lots of people came to know of him. It's not because he spent 30 years studying, like, the world or some very specific thing and then getting smart about that. He's just observed life from wherever he's been and now has a platform to say whatever he wants. Fine. Doesn't mean he's smart, right? Danica Patrick, Aaron Rodgers. These are people who spent the majority of their formative years doing one specific thing a lot. Danica Patrick's case, driving go-karts and race cars. Aaron Rodgers' case, throwing footballs. So those people now have gotten platforms, followings, millions of dollars, millions of people who know who they are. And now they've got a following and they're like, you know what? I've thought about things for approximately 14 minutes and I've got some answers.
Here's a good news bomb.
Maybe we shouldn't listen to them.
Elizabeth April. She has books.
Okay.
Or we can sign up for her workshop to learn how to communicate with the Galactic Federation or see ghosts.
Oh, okay.
We can learn to be like her.
She does all of it. This
Teddy, I don't ask you to do any stupid stuff, okay? Other than produce this show.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, other people, they have their producers going out doing wacky adventures, out on the street interviews, nothing like that. I am going to ask you to take this Elizabeth April workshop and report back.
Okay, I'll do that, yes.
I'll pay for it.
All right, sounds like a great time to me.
But you have to do it.
I might learn something.
All right.
I just looked at, so of her most recent uploads on Danica Patrick's website, they have thumbnails, you know, for the various interviews she's doing.
I've been told thumbnails are very important.
They're very important. So here are the five things that she has currently up on her site, okay?
Uh-huh.
One is Elizabeth April, how to spot a reptilian shapeshifter.
All right, hold on. We got to take a break. Let's do this next.
Okay, all right.
Because you know what? I'm not done with Elizabeth April.
Okay.
And I don't know how Danica Patrick and Aaron Rodgers broke up. I don't know. Yeah. Are you shape-shifting right now?
If that's what you want to call it. Yeah.
Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
You'll find an accident blocking the left lane on northbound High Street at Northwoods Boulevard. It's causing stop-and-go traffic from Campus View Boulevard. And slow traffic is causing a five-minute delay on northbound 71 on the north side between 670 and Hudson Street. This report is sponsored by Allstate. You're in good hands. Some people just know there's a better way to do things, like bundling your home and auto insurance with Allstate. Why make things harder than they need to be? There's a better way to save time and money. Visit Allstate.com or call for a quote today. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
And from every dime a dog night in the Midwest.
Because he's fat.
Here's Man and Bone.
Hey, please subscribe to the podcast. It is available wherever you get your podcast. Just search Common Man and T-Bone. Click! Subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. It is also Wild Card Wednesday. And I was today years old when I learned that Danica Patrick believes in reptilian shapeshifters and galactic alien federations and all of that. I think she does.
It's probably a good point to remind everyone that just because someone is good at a thing that we maybe value, whether that's auto racing in her case or playing in the NFL or NBA.
We're not good at a thing.
Well, my point is, if someone is good at that thing, that might just be all that they've got. That might be all they're capable of doing. Some people are good at lots of things. You know, they could do music, and then maybe they do like Tom Morello from Rage Against the Machine. I think he has like multiple doctorates, or at least has a doctorate. Like, he went to school and got a very high level degree and then became one of the most successful musicians of all time. That's multi-talented. Danica Patrick may just be good at really driving a car extremely fast. That might be what she's good at. But her podcast, she had a guest on who talked about how to spot a reptilian shapeshifter.
She communicates with
Elizabeth April is the person's name.
Yeah, the Galactic Federation.
I just want to point out that no one who looks like me ends up usually getting on podcasts with other attractive people talking about the reptilian shapeshifters. They usually, the only people who ever get the space to do that are like really hot people. Because it's like this Elizabeth April, she's an attractive looking person. No wonder she gets to go on and talk about whatever the hell she's talking about. Usually you don't see like fat, balding 40-year-olds like me sitting there going, yeah, and then the shapeshifters, they come in and they take your megahertz out of your body. That's not going to happen 9 times out of 10. But
all right,
here's what is on Danica Patrick's channel around this. Here are the other videos you could watch. First one is the Psychedelic Revolution.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She's a big fan.
Yeah. Then there's one about climate change. There's that.
Yeah. I don't know why we care if this is all just a big simulation.
Sure.
Like they claim it to be.
Sure.
Flame on.
Then there's how to survive a breakup.
Hey, like, Oprah, we need more relatable shows for the housewives out there. Okay.
We got reptilian shapeshifter, psychedelic revolution.
How about a show where I just give everybody a free car?
Yeah.
That sounds good, Oprah. Let's do that.
And then she rounds out the thumbnails of normalness on her YouTube channel with how to be a billionaire.
I see.
Yeah. And now here's what gets me. Of all those videos I mentioned, guess which one has the fewest amount of views? How to be a billionaire. Like, let's say you believe everybody she talks to is like knows what they're talking about. Wouldn't you click on how to be a billionaire instantly then and say, well, I got to hear what this guy has to say. How do I do it?
You know, it's not one of her topics.
What's that?
How to win a race.
No. Well, no, she won one of those.
Did she win one of those?
She won one back in Japan. She's big in
that
Japan.
Didn't count.
No, it did.
No, Japan's not real.
Montegi, I want to say, was the circuit that she won on.
Japan is the home of the alien shapeshifters.
Oh, is that
reptilian?
Right? I didn't know that.
Yes, come on.
Okay.
Godzilla.
I mean, Danica Patrick did lead the Indy 500 multiple times. I'm just going to throw that out.
You know
there.
What? I don't care what the hell she did.
Pretty good.
She is a loon.
She is a loon.
She is a major loon. We need to round up all these people and put them in North Korea.
This is my point, man, is that to be good at driving a race car, you might have to be a little crazy, don't you think? To decide that that's even a good thing? I'm pointing out we should not be surprised that people who routinely, like Aaron Rodgers, get his head bashed in might not have all his screws tightened up there. Danica Patrick getting in a car that goes 230 miles an hour. Yeah, there might be a little bit of crazy up inside of there. That's fine. Let her live.
There's a lot of crazy.
Okay. What I'm saying is we probably shouldn't look to people who have a few screws loose to answer our questions about life. That's all.
That's right. Now, listen to Common Man and T-Bone.
Well, we're not answering questions about life, are we? We're just talking about
sports. No, I mean, well, sometimes we try. Yeah, we talk about sports. That's what we do.
Well, you know
what I mean.
Stick
to sport!
You know what I'm saying. Theoretically.
How you doing over there, Teddy? Can I tell you something real quick?
Yeah, please tell me.
This ain't one of them.
Yeah, it's not.
Thanks, Teddy. Well, go ahead.
I got nothing. Wild card Wednesday. Come on.
All right. This one is... this goes back to the restaurant thing, but it's a different question. Duke said to us, my deceptive onion ring picks. My lovely girlfriend and I were at an upscale restaurant on Monday. A couple with a toddler was next to us. I love kids, but this little bastard totally ruined the vibe. Would you be in favor of a don't bring your kids if there isn't a kids menu rule at a restaurant? I think it's worth a discussion. I mean, I also think that's on the parents to know. Like, you got to know the
kids,
space.
It's not the kid's fault. It's the...
Well, no one's saying it
is. It's the... Well, I mean, you're not reading the second part of that tweet where he said he beat the kid to death out in the parking lot.
He did not say that at all.
No, but parents think, it's not just parents, it's people. People think, I love my dog, so everyone loves my dog. So, right. Of course, I'm going to walk this dog without a leash, and it's okay if he jumps on other people because I know my dog is friendly, not giving two craps about how the other people feel about an animal just jumping on them. They have the same thoughts about their kid. I love my kid.
Right.
And so you should love my kid. I mean, I can't get a babysitter, so we're just going to come and ruin your evening. What's the problem?
Yeah, I agree with you that
jail.
I think when you're talking about restaurants especially, or places where the majority of people there are not expecting children to be around. As a parent, I've been frustrated sometimes where we have worked so hard to get a babysitter and get our kids watched by someone. We get a night out to ourselves. We finally get to go somewhere. And we are going somewhere where you would not expect there would be kids.
That's the thing. The key word there that he used was upscale. Right?
Yeah.
You're not going to... I expect wild madhouse children at the Culver's.
Well, yeah.
I expect
even,
it.
Yeah, like nowadays, if you go to a brewery or a sports bar type of place, I know that all those places now are saying, bring the family.
Fine,
it's okay.
Whatever.
I know that stuff's going to happen.
Twin Peaks, they're climbing on the bosoms.
You'd be surprised, what, buddy.
That's fine. I don't
You wouldn't
care.
Be surprised.
No, but you know what? I would expect it there.
Right. I'm saying if it's a place that you have to ask, is there a dress code for this place we're going tonight? Then that's a place where I would think you probably don't bring the kids, right?
You have a kids menu at the refectory? No,
I would
hope you don't.
I would hope not. Yeah. I'm saying I, as a parent, have said, man, there are kids that are ruining our night. And it's not because I don't empathize with those parents. I do to a degree. But I also know, like, we're trying to have a night where we can just talk as adults. And then there's a kid ruining our night when we worked really hard to get our kids to be occupied so they wouldn't be bored sitting there.
Refectory still open?
You got me. I don't know.
You know,
again,
that
we got three kids. I never go to these places.
They used to be an old church.
Yeah,
refectory.
It did.
I like the place across the street, the Rectomy. The Rectomy.
I barely even know to ye. Know to me? I don't know how to say that. Yeah.
Rectomy.
Got it.
No, we got to go.
All right. Well, I don't know. You paused like, well, I should say something there. I don't know. Talk. It's the radio. Say words.
No.
Okay.
I want long, soulful pauses. And then I want the Galactic Federation to pump in.
You know, I'm sorry for like half an hour ago where I was like, no, maybe she was just having
fun.
Yeah,
you're an idiot.
You're right.
Those
give
people the benefit of the doubt.
I'm totally wrong. I admit it.
Guilty until proven innocent. That's what I say.
Buddy, I know.
Fat Boy Food Tap. Up next, Colin Mann and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
There's a disabled vehicle on southbound 315's ramp to eastbound 670. It's causing stop-and-go traffic from Lane Avenue. We also have a slowdown on westbound 670 between 71 and Neal Avenue. This report is sponsored by Pierre's Ice Cream. Pierre's Ice Cream Ingredients Inspection. Line up. Cream to the right, chocolate chunks left. Caramel looking smooth. Every cookie, berry, chip, and chunk earns its place in Pierre's Ice Cream. Made in Ohio, made with the best. Pierre's, we've got your flavor. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
You wanted the best. Instead, you got these two. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Happy Wednesday. It is somewhere. Wildcard Wednesday.
Yes.
Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer coming up at 534. You can interact with the show at Man and Bone 971 on X.
Yes.
Plus, you can text the burner phone 614-787-3093.
We have a couple Wildcard Wednesdays to get to here. Big Billy Style says, my lizard people, what would need to happen in man's eyes to make it one of them? Outside of Margot Robbie walking in naked is how he put it.
Well, that'd be good for me, but it wouldn't be a good show.
No, it would be a...
Because here's what it would be. You'd, for like 3 hours, you just hear me making noises.
Dude, could you... I mean, what a bizarre thing to think about here, but could you imagine if, like, a super attractive person like that, who was totally down to do this, came into the studio and sat right next to one of us, and for 3 hours, or for 10 minutes, we were forced to interview a completely naked hot person while we're doing the show. That would be some of the worst radio you've ever heard.
Terrible.
Because it would be both of us nervous, laughing, making stupid jokes.
You smell nice. Anyway, you know that movie you were in? You were great in it. You were hot in it.
I think the whole time I would be trying very hard to pretend like the person has clothes on. I'd just be like, this is completely normal. You're sitting here naked. I'm not seeing any of that. Like you're not noticing. You'd have to not notice it. You'd have to pretend like that's not even happening. You'd be looking very intently in the person's eyes so you don't look anywhere else. That would be one of the worst interviews of all time.
Common Man and T-Bone have very little value unless they're telling you about all the crap they can shove in your mouth so you can die quicker. It's time for Fat Boy Food Tip. Wait, how do you want me to say it? Tip? 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 This is dumb. I quit.
Bone, what do you got?
Well, I've got two things. The first off is just a quick little T-Bone here for ketchup. All right? I know you're not a big fan of ketchup.
I'm not a big ketchup guy.
Teddy, where are you on ketchup? Pro, con?
I love it.
Love ketchup. Okay. Yes. Here's something that I just don't do enough, and I think it has a good ratio if you like ketchup and you like it with a very salty, deep-fried thing, especially potatoes. Today, I swung through a McDonald's, got a breakfast sandwich, and got a hash brown. At the window, the bag is handed to me. The woman working at the window goes, here you go. And almost kind of gave me a little wink, and I didn't know what was going on. I pull away. I pull over into a parking spot at another location, as I am wont to do. I have shame. So I pulled in, and I go to eat my breakfast sandwich and my hash brown. What do I see in there but like 10 ketchup packets? This woman working at the McDonald's must have known ketchup and a hash brown, there's no other way. Now, I usually don't do this, Mike. But today I said, well, this lady gave me this ketchup. I have a hash brown. I shall partake. And you know what? Elevated.
Like, I mean, it's fried potato.
Dude,
fried potato and ketchup.
But when they get a hash brown right at McDonald's, you know, it's got that hard, crusty edge. And then the inside, it's all still the moist potato.
Mm-hmm.
You put a little ketchup on top of that. It's superior to any fry ketchup combination I've had. It's way more surface area for ketchup distribution. I'm telling you, it's underrated.
All right.
It's not rated properly.
Okay.
So please, if you like ketchup, I beg of you, take advantage of this next time. And if somebody looks at you kind of saucily in the drive-thru lane, check the bag. Maybe they put some extra dipping sauce in there that you weren't expecting. Yeah. Now, this one comes from Nathan. This is actually a question, but I feel like we could dole out a hot boy food, too.
Hot. We are hot boys. Oh, hot boy food tip.
Hey, fat boy food. That too. Fat boy food tip. Who has the best sub in the city? This is from Nathan. Who has the best, I'm presuming, submarine sandwich he's talking about? A hoagie, etc. in the city.
Chains? Or just?
Well, I think it's just up to whatever we want to take that. I know you're a fan of Wario's.
I am. And are we calling a steak sandwich is sub? Because they do a cold cut there, which is very delicious.
I've not had the cold cut.
The cold cut's very good.
Okay. I mean, I think to me a sub is different than a cheesesteak, personally. I just feel like cheesesteak's its own category. So let's say it's not that.
Okay. Cold cut at Wario's.
Okay. So still going Wario's.
Yeah.
I will say it's been a while, but do the WG Grinders people, are they still making sandwiches?
I think so.
The last few times I've been there, which granted has been a few years, I need to go reacquaint. Every time I've gone there, I've had a good sandwich. So I like that place a lot. There is, I'm trying to think of the other place I had in mind off the top of my head.
I mean, if we're talking chains, I like Potbelly.
Potbelly's good. Where do you come down on the Jimmy John's, Jersey Mike's, any of those, like those type of chains?
Look, can I tell you something? If the bread is fresh, I'll eat it.
You're more on the bread than the toppings,
right? The bread, no, that's not true. I appreciate a good topping, obviously. But if the bread is bad, you can have the best toppings in the world on there. It's not going to matter.
That's fair. Now, see, I am a fan of when Jersey Mike's is on, that's the spot for me. That's
hot
where
or
I go.
Cold?
I go with the cold and I go with the club.
Extra juice?
Yeah, just the regular. I just get the regular Mike's way.
Get extra juice.
Yeah? You like it with the extra?
I love it when it soaks into the bread. The bread gets almost soggy because there's so much juice.
That's interesting. But you love the texture of a well-baked bread.
I do. But
I feel like you almost... I also say like to ruin take, it.
I know. You don't ruin it. You're enhancing it. Just like you give me a loaf of bread at home. I love bread, but I'm not just going to eat the bread.
I know that.
I'm going to dip it in some oil and vinegar, whatever that... Other things.
Okay.
I'm going to enhance it.
Okay. But now... I know we wouldn't go that far with like a Joey Chestnut just dousing it in water.
Now get the hell out of here.
Well, I know, but sometimes I feel like if you oversaturate the bread, you start getting just a mush.
You don't want to oversaturate.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's where I feel like
there's an art to this.
Well, with the French dip, I like a dip, but I don't need it to become soggy. I got to have a good amount of dip.
I love a good French dip.
Yes, but if you don't do it right, you can sog the bread. Sog? I don't even know if that's the right way to say that. You can make the bread too wet.
Yeah.
Moist is another way to phrase that.
Let's stop right now, please.
What?
Just talking it's making about me uncomfortable.
Why?
You know why.
Too hot! By the way, Matt Hayes told me, Matty Ice, said that, I believe it was his grandmother, he said, used to say the word moist, not moist, with a T.
Didn't do the T.
No T on the end of that.
That was the opposite of Torg. He would just put T into words that didn't need the T. Like, instead of saying cousin, he would say cousin't.
That's right.
My cousin's coming. Who? Your cousin? No, my cousin't. Okay.
It's almost like he took the words isn't or wasn't or doesn't and just added on cousin't. That's just another extension of that. There's an apostrophe T on the end.
Now, I know your family's from West Virginia, so you're probably used to the phrase, I married my, before we get to that word.
That's on my mom's side. But yes,
Married my cousin.
We actually found out my mom was one day describing all of the different relations, and I actually found.
You found the family tree connected?
I found where she was describing this person was this person's uncle, and this person was this person's aunt, blah, blah, blah.
I tell you something, we're all related.
I know. Well,
I mean,
not like this.
Come on. That's true, buddy.
There's related, and then there's no. Then there's something's wrong. Call the doctor. This kid on the way out. We're going to need some treatment.
I had some friends of the family in the neighborhood where I grew up.
Yeah.
Italian people.
Okay.
And they had the same great grandparents.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, great grandparents.
Great grandparents. Yeah, they had the same great grandparents. Like, oh, who's your great grandparents? Oh, it's the same people.
Oh, no.
Yes.
That's too close. You're too close. No, you got to get out. Got to meet someone else from somewhere else. Come on. I mean, that's why I admire people when you find out someone's like, oh, yeah, where'd you meet your spouse? And like, oh, overseas. And you're like, well, that you've eliminated any chance that or at least a good chance that you have a scant relative on the tree together. You probably don't have a family tree there that's going to run into the same person.
I got it. All the news and notes you need as we go on campus. Coming up next, Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
Stop and go traffic is causing a 10-minute slowdown on westbound 161 between Johnstown Road and Hamilton Road. And watch out for an accident on East Main Street at Wilson Avenue, causing some delay. This report is sponsored by Staples Stores. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward, like banners, flyers, signs, and catalogs, some even same day. And now at Staples, save up to $50 on your print purchase. Offer ends 7/6. Visit staples.com/print for details. Boost your business with Staples, your local print and marketing expert. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Listen to this show or go to hell. This is Man and Bone.
Yeah. Wild Card Wednesday. I don't know.
You okay?
You can tweet us at manandbone971. You can text the burner phone 614-787-3093. It's time for On Campus.
Common Man and T-Bones. On Campus. The latest college sports news and notes.
Sponsored by Reverse Aesthetics. Does it jiggle or shake? Schedule your medical weight loss consultation today at reverse-aesthetics.com.
Oh! Thank you, man. Where do we want to start? Do you want to start with college basketball or college football? It's up to you.
Jimmy Crackcorn.
Okay, good to know. That's where we're starting. Let's do college basketball since we're a little further away from that. So we know about the 2024 CBS Sports Classic. Again, it's the same four teams it always is. Kentucky, Ohio State, North Carolina, and UCLA. But those are the actual matchups. Kentucky will play Ohio State. North Carolina will play UCLA. That is set for December 21st at Madison Square Garden. This is the 11th annual version of this, which I did not realize had been going on that long, but that means that Ohio State's new head coach, Jake Diebler, will get to take on Mark Pope of the Wildcats, two of the bigger high-profile signings, maybe the Kentucky job slightly more intrigue around the college basketball circles, but either way, those two first-year head coaches at their respective schools will get a chance to go up head-to-head. And then UCLA and North Carolina will play, and that'll probably also be of very interest. In either case, I found out in this tournament, the team that has the best record of any of the four teams that always play in it are the Tar Heels. They own the record of 6-4 in this event. Ohio State, meanwhile, 2-0 against Kentucky. North Carolina, 2-0 against UCLA. Good to know. Meanwhile, in basketball recruiting, Will Riley, a top 10 prospect.
My guy.
He may be reclassifying to join our guy Fish. His favorite team, the Fighting Illini, they are apparently the Illinois basketball team is going to hopefully get him in this year by reclassification. And if he does that, then he would be able to play this season. He is ninth overall in the 2025 class, 6'8", 180-pound prospect, shooting forward, small forward, number two in that category.
6'8", 180?
Yeah, I mean,
lean. That's
these
lean.
These are some skinny guys, but you know what? He's able to get it done. He's obviously doing very well for himself so far. Vaulting up the draft boards already for 2025 if he reclassifies, because then obviously he would have a chance to do that. Although I'm not sure, because I guess he'd have to jump ahead into this year's graduating class, which presumably has already graduated. I don't know how any of this works anymore, because it used to be you had to stick with the class that you were graduating with. If he reclassifies, I guess he would have already graduated then. I don't know how high school works anymore, man, when it comes to top recruits, but that's apparently an option for him.
High school doesn't work the same way for me and you that it does for these guys.
That's correct, yes. Also, Illinois gets one in, possibly, but they also lose one. Former Illinois standout Coleman Hawkins announced Friday he is going to be leaving Illinois, or at least that was already known, but where he would end up now is known. He will be suiting up for Jerome Tang's Wildcats at Kansas State, apparently getting a $2 million NIL deal. Oh, so right, let him live.
All right.
Apparently that's a thing.
Kansas State's handing out $2 million bucks?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
They take their Big 12 basketball, I guess. They're taking it somewhat seriously. I don't know.
I call BS.
Yeah, sure. Also, Dawson Merritt, who is a quarterback commit.
What about Dawson Leary?
I was going to say, the creek is where you want to be. Dawson Merritt has committed to Alabama over Nebraska. And apparently, like, this is a huge upset. Kalen DeBoer gets one of his first guys that he wanted to get on the recruiting trail. Four-star recruit apparently took an official visit to Alabama June 7th. This is the third time he had been there. I don't know why I said he's a quarterback, because even though this photo... shows him throwing a football that they have on this picture of him. He is actually the number six ranked linebacker in the country. My guy, Jimmy Crackcorn, as you just said.
Mm-hmm.
Florida State beat out Georgia for and LSU for a four-star wide receiver named C.J. Wiley. I know this because it says he's a wide receiver, not because I also see a picture of him catching a pass. I've learned from my mistakes. In either case, four-star wideout, he decided to commit just over 48 hours after he departed his official visit to Florida State. So that's good. A big
Daddy.
Get for Tallahassee.
Daddy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Are you entertained by this segment?
Yes.
Okay.
What am I supposed to do?
Nothing. I like it. It's good.
It's fantastic.
Okay, thanks.
We should do
Are
this.
Are you done?
About here. Yeah, I
every
can
day.
Be. Please let me be done.
Tell me when it's done.
I don't know what you want me to do.
Nothing. There's... It's great. I love it. No, the people said they like
it's
these news and notes segments.
So on campus in the middle
we
of summer.
We keep doing them. I just want the people to know that every time we do them, I die a little inside. I just want you to... Bone, you're doing a great job. It's
Thank
not you.
You.
It's
Thank
me.
You. Thank you.
The Chiefs have partnered with the Hallmark Channel on a Christmas movie. Yes, this is real. The team announced it reached an agreement with Hallmark Channel for the movie titled Holiday Touchdown, A Chiefs Love Story. The statement says, "We're honored to partner with Hallmark on a project as unique as this. As a club, we pride ourselves on exploring new ways to grow our brand, as well as connect with new audiences. This partnership unites two passionate fan bases and gives us an opportunity to show Chiefs Kingdom's energy and tradition on one of the most watched channels during the holiday season." Now, the movie is about this. A woman whose Chiefs superfan family is in line for the team's Fan of the Year contest falls in love with the Chiefs director of fan engagement. And when something goes wrong, it then gets resolved, and everyone lives happily ever after.
So we got Hallmark Channel making movies involving the Chiefs. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay.
Hallmark is based in Kansas City. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
I didn't either.
Wow.
I think Taylor Swift has to make some sort of appearance.
I don't think. I don't think
the
budget.
So does Britt Reed. That's the end of the movie, is that Britt Reed runs over the couple.
Because I don't think Taylor
Are you
Swift.
Married?
Then Andy Reid comes out. He's like, "Oh, sorry. Is that my drunk kid again? I'm sorry. I probably shouldn't have brought him in." I don't know why I think he sounds like a sad walrus, but he does. Because he looks like what he's.
That's a good call.
Looks like.
Who's in this movie? We don't know yet.
Taylor Swift and Jason Kelsey.
No.
Or why would it be Jason?
Travis Kelsey.
That would be breaking news.
Jason Kelsey stars as Travis Kelsey.
No, it would be great if there was like actually the brothers of, you know, this is they've gone against each other now. Jason Kelsey breaking up his boyfriend's relationship and his own apparently with his wife.
Jason Kelsey, Travis Kelsey join the Undertaker and Kane, brothers of Christmas destruction.
I'll tell you what, right
coming
now,
coming soon to Hallmark.
Let me tell you right now, Kylie Kelsey. Not again.
Who's Kylie?
That's Jason's wife.
Okay.
If you've not seen it, she's hilarious. She also scares the living daylights out of me.
Why?
Like, no, I mean, she's not like she's an attractive lady, all that stuff. What I'm saying is I think she intimidates Jason Kelsey. Like
right,
she
I'm
gives
looking
him
her up here.
When she stares him down, I've seen them interact on like videos and stuff
Kylie
where
he's
trying to make a joke and she just looks at him with a like, "Yeah, right, dude." And he, you can tell instantly, he's like, "Okay, I'm sorry." Like he, you can tell Kylie Kelsey is,
she seems like a very nice lady. What's
she's her, very it? Nice, but she also, I don't think she has any tolerance for like, for anybody being stupid is what I'm saying.
Can I tell you something though? That's the mark of a good wife.
Sure.
The mark of a good wife.
She knows
is
how to call him
to
out on his BS.
Call out your husband on his nonsense.
Exactly right. No, that's what I'm saying.
I'm scared of my wife.
I'm saying that in an admiring tone. I'm saying that she's doing a, I think that's awesome.
All right. Let's talk about someone who's an NFL coach but has no money. Lighthearted.
Great.
You know, I don't care about that.
Okay, well, we have plenty of wild
okay,
cards.
Okay, all right. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
There's an accident blocking the right lane on northbound 270 on the west outer belt at Tuttle Crossing Boulevard. We also have a slowdown causing a 10-minute delay on northbound 71 on the north side between I-70 and Morse Road. This report is sponsored by Medical Mutual. When it comes to your health and well-being, Medical Mutual is your hometown health insurer, right here in the heart of it all. To learn more about individual, Medicare, and employer plans, visit MedMutual.com. Medical Mutual, dedicated to the health and well-being of Ohioans for more than 90 years. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Not doctors, not lawyers, and definitely not sports hosts. You're listening to Man and Bone.
Bone and I like to do all our banging at Hollywood Casino Columbus, specifically their 12,000 square foot sports book. It is the place to be. You know, it's a little rainy outside today.
Yeah.
Maybe you need something to brighten your day. You know what always brightens your day?
What's that?
Hollywood Casino Columbus.
Oh, I knew that.
It's always sunny in there, Bone.
That's right.
It's always sunny in there. Unless you lose, then it's not sunny. But even when you lose, you have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have excellent food and drink and atmosphere. Coked out Scotty Vegas is there. Stop by today. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, man, something just happened in the Euros. It's a little interesting.
What's that?
So Portugal, Turkey, Czechia, and Georgia are the four teams that were playing in this group today. They all started out tied. They didn't start out tied.
Where's Czechia?
Well, it's obviously in the like eastern block of, you know, territories. It used to be Soviet Union, but I can't tell you that I know exactly where it is on the map. Right. But you go look that up. Portugal already won this group. They were through. They did not have anything to play for today. However, they were playing Georgia, the tiny little country that I presume, just like the football team, none of their players can drive. And everybody's getting in trouble for reckless endangerment and going 100 miles an hour. But Georgia was playing Portugal, one of the best teams in this tournament. Georgia beat them 2-0. This is huge because now they got to move on to the next round. And what they needed to happen was they needed Turkey and Czechia. They needed Turkey to win. Well, Turkey did. So Turkey goes on too. Czechia is out. But tiny little Georgia, who's always overlooked and always not thought of, they won their game and they got to go through. And watching their players celebrate, you would not know that they didn't just win the World Cup. And I just think
that's good for them. I love it.
It's a great story when you get to see a team that doesn't really get a lot of love, doesn't really get a lot of attention to it, get to do something like that.
By the way, Czechia is the Czech Republic.
Oh, is that what?
Yeah,
okay,
I didn't know that's what they called it.
That's Czechia.
Yeah, that's Prague and everything. That's there.
Have you also noticed that Turkey, we're spelling it the way that Turkey spells it? Like, we spell it the way we spell the bird that many people eat on Thanksgiving or around the holidays. But the way it's actually spelled in Turkey, I guess, is T-U-R-K-I-Y-E.
Yeah, I know.
Which I never knew.
Yeah, it's fine. We should do that with all the countries, though.
Okay.
If we're going to do that, let's go all the way to the Hamptons. Okay?
All right.
No more Italy.
Yeah.
No one says Italy in Italy. It's Italia.
You know what?
All right, let's go.
Yeah, that's very true. I know that they, for years, I mean, the Ivory Coast, you've heard of that country in Africa? Well, now when you see that country represented on places, it doesn't say Ivory Coast. It says what it is said in that country, which is Côte d'Ivory. That's how it's said.
That's fine.
Great.
Let's do that too.
I like it.
What was I going to? Oh, so here's how Bone aggravated me today. I said to T-Bone, you know, for the good of the show, I think what I should do is go back and watch Star Wars again.
Mm-hmm.
Because most people enjoy Star Wars. You watch Star... Bone loves Star Wars. Teddy likes Star Wars, right? Timmy Star Wars.
And even if you're not a huge fan of it, I think most of our audience has probably seen at least a few of those movies, if not all of them.
And I've seen a few of them. It's been many, many, many years. They never really rang to me. They never really got me going. But I thought, you know, I'm getting older now. Maybe things will hit me differently. You ever hear a song that hits you differently than when you first heard it?
Oh, of course.
It happens to me all the time.
All the time, yeah.
Things I didn't really care for, now I'm loving it. McDonald's. I'm loving it.
Right.
So I said, you know what? I'm going to go back for the good of the show. I'm going to go back. I'm going to watch Star Wars. And then you said, yeah, you know what I should do? You should watch all the movies, and I'll make you a list of what order to watch them in. So I just checked my email, and I see this. I didn't realize you actually sent me this.
Yeah.
You sent me 11 movies to watch.
Well, I said, how many do you want to watch? And you said, I want to see all the movies.
And then I thought we would start with the original 1977. Here we go. But we can't do that. So here's the order in which Bone says I need to watch these movies.
Teddy, you tell me if you think this is a good order or not.
First movie I should watch is Rogue One, A Star Wars Story.
Yes.
That's what Bone says.
I say you start there.
Follow it up with Star Wars, A New Hope. What is A New Hope? Which
it's
one is
the
that?
The original 1977.
All right, that's the original 77. So I'm watching Rogue One first, then A New Hope.
Well, Teddy, why? Because Rogue One leads right into...
Yeah, it does.
I mean, that movie ends the next movie. You could literally run them back to back, and it would be seamless.
Okay.
And Rogue One is a very good movie. It's tremendous.
I'm trying to start you off with a good balance of great story, really good special effects from like the modern era.
I just said I was going to watch one movie. You have me watching 11 movies now.
Well, start with Rogue One. Right, if you don't feel like doing it, then don't watch anymore.
Then it's Star Wars A New Hope. Then it's Empire Strikes Back. That's the first three. Yeah. And you actually have a little commentary here. Mm-hmm. At this point, we travel back to the beginning of this saga to understand a few of the main characters from the Star Wars universe. You know, I ask you for something like a little piece of production. It takes you 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
This, you did in 5 minutes.
I mean, I already had it pretty much locked and loaded. It took no thought.
All right.
Like, this was
the
just
fourth movie
instant.
I'm watching is Star Wars The Phantom Menace. That's the fourth one.
I almost put an asterisk here and said, you can skip this one if you want to.
If I'm going to watch 11 movies, what's right. the difference?
Okay. That's fine. Just telling you, this one is going to mostly be not about... it's going to be about one of the main characters, but... It ends mostly with pod racing. I mean, there's a lot of...
I saw half of that one when it came out in 99.
I figured you'd like it because there's a lot of Natalie Portman
that
in that.
That was Jar Jar Binks, though, in that one.
Jar is in that one.
All right. 5, Attack of the Clones.
Which is episode 2.
All right. 6, Revenge of the Sith.
Episode 3.
And then you have a little comment here. Now we find out what happens with Luke Skywalker and Darth Vader. 7th movie you have me watching is Return of the Jedi.
Episode 6.
Okay.
That's kind of crazy. I never really would put that in that order.
What you do is you kind of...
Bone's the expert.
If you're going to start... This is for... I'm thinking, too, you have Samantha. She's never seen any of this.
She's not going to watch this stuff.
Well, you know what?
She thought E.T. was too scary.
Well, okay. In a few more years, when she gets to a point where that stuff isn't scary for her, if she wants to watch this stuff, then you've got an order that you can say, you know what? Start here.
Can I tell you something, Bone?
Yeah.
I'm doing this for the good of the show. All right, we're going to have a little open made up.
Yes, I know,
like,
hey, Common Man watches Star Wars.
That you're aware that your child may like other things that you don't
she
like.
She does. She likes things I don't like
right now. So she might love Star
she
Wars.
She may. I'm doubting it. Unless there's like little kitty cats and Taylor Swift involved. Well, I don't think she's going to like it.
There might be.
What did I say? Okay. Next, we take a break from that story and find out how Han Solo came to be who he is. 8th movie you have me watching, Solo... A Star Wars Story.
Yeah, well, now you've become very acquainted with Han Solo throughout all of this. Now you get to learn his origin. I'm trying to give you all the movies. I could have given you Mandalorian seasons.
All right.
I could have given
you... I'm not done with this list yet.
The Book of Boba Fett. Like, I could have done the whole
thing. I gave you the Book of Boba Fett.
I'm just saying, I didn't go the whole route here. I'm not making you watch all these Clone Wars cartoons. I'm giving you just the movies that have been made. Just the films.
All right. Next, we pick up the story from the original 6 movies and go in order for the final saga. 9th movie you have me watching is Star Wars The Force Awakens. Mm-hmm. Then it's The Last Jedi and The Rise of the Skywalker. So that's the last one, Rise
Those
of the Skywalker?
Those are the last three, the most recent three that were made. Yeah.
All right. There's nothing else after that.
Well, not yet. But by the time you get through all these, there might
when
be
does,
a few
When
more.
Does Baby Yoda come in?
Well,
is Baby Yoda
that,
in one of these?
You'd have that's, to, the Mandalorian. That's Mandalorian. You'd have to watch that.
Oh, no, I'm not watching that.
And it's not Baby Yoda.
It's
not.
Shut up.
It's he has a name.
Grogu.
That's right.
All right, see, now I'm going to watch all these.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to do it quick.
quick.
Lickety split.
Okay.
And as soon as I watch one, I'm going to come in here and we're going to talk about it.
I love this. This is great.
Too. Yeah, let's do it.
See, I'm doing this for you guys.
We need to have, man, what should we call this segment? Because, I mean, we could just go like, man watches Star Wars, but that's stupid. That's something silly.
What do you want to call it then? I mean, that's what it is.
Yeah, I feel like we could go a little bit deeper, right? We could do something, Teddy, along the lines of, common man only walks in like one line to hide his numbers. You know, something like a little more deep into the reference. It's a sand people reference. You'd have to watch the movies to get this.
Okay. I'm
trying to think. Maybe you, your father wanted you to have this once you were old enough. A common man movie review. No? Okay.
What's that?
These are lines from the movies you haven't seen yet, apparently.
Or maybe I have seen them and I just don't remember the lines.
Help me, Common Man. Actually, you're our only hope.
Common Man goes to Tashi Station to pick up some power converters. I think that's what we should
call
it.
How about Common Man listens to jizz music?
That's Star Wars lore.
Can we do that?
That's official Disney canon right there.
The stuff that they played, the music they played in the canteen.
It's jizz music.
It was called jizz music, not jazz music.
That's exactly
jizz,
right.
Because George Lucas is a genius.
Dude, I want to be clear. I love the universe that George Lucas created.
Don't crap on this now. I'm about to watch
it. I'm not. I am saying we have to acknowledge when George Lucas is dumb. And that's one of the areas where he was dumb, where he's like, you know what I should call it is jazz music, but that'd be too obvious. You know what they'll never figure out? I'll call it jizz music. No problems. And then he just makes it. That's what it's called, folks. That's what it is.
And then Stringbean came up to him and said, you can't call it that. You know what that means, don't you? Like in the wiener?
Coach! Yeah. All right. That's good. Well, I'm glad you're doing this, buddy. I'm glad you're broadening your horizons.
Well, you're off the next 2 days, so I'll start next week.
Perfect.
All right.
That's good.
I will, when we come back, the two of us on Monday, because we're doing the show together Monday, right?
Yeah, I'm back.
All right. I'm going to watch the first one this weekend. Or I'm sorry, Rogue One.
Rogue One.
The one that you have me watching. Rogue One. I'm going to watch it this weekend and then I'll report back.
Yeah. Also, someone suggested we could call the segment Man, T-Bone is Your Father. Spoiler alert. I don't want to give too much away there.
Well, I already know that Luke.
Is what?
Is the son of Darth Vader.
Okay.
I know that.
But there is also another. A sister. You know about that?
Well, isn't Leia the sister?
Oh, well, okay, yeah. All right, good.
Leia's the sister.
Well, then you know what? You can skip that whole, like, 1, 2, 3 if you want. Because that's kind of all that's
going to tell you. No, I'm going to watch the movie. It's not about the story. It's about enjoying the movie,
isn't
it?
There's a lot of Natalie Portman midriff, I want to tell you. Okay. At least in the last two of those three. Right. I think there is.
More Wild Card Wednesday fun. And don't forget, Rimmer's coming up at 5:34. I say don't forget because he's old and he forgot. But we just reminded him and told him to change his panties. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
There's an accident on both shoulders of westbound 161 after Hamilton Road, causing a 20-minute delay and some stop-and-go traffic from Kitzmiller Road. Also, watch out for an accident on the right shoulder of eastbound 270 on the north outer belt after 23. This report is sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone. Get in the zone. AutoZone. It's time to red, white, and do that job you've been putting off with the AutoZone 4th of July sale. Save on brakes, oil, wash and wax, and more this weekend at AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Back when I was banging, this show slapped. Whatever the hell that means. You're listening to Common Man and T-Bone.
Tomorrow, Bone is out. He's leaving me for 2 days. So, man, I just cried and cried and cried. And then Fish said, you need to find someone to host with you for those 2 days because I don't have anyone. You know, because Timmy's on vacation.
Everybody's gone.
Everybody's gone. And that's really, it's Timmy and then no one else on my list.
I just want to point out, I actually asked Timmy what week would be better for me to take a few days, and he picked this week. So Timmy is in charge of the schedule, and he said, take this week.
Who's in there with you?
Jen is in.
Jen's in here. She's all upset.
Well, hold on. We'll get to Jen in a second.
I need to tell people who the guest host is tomorrow.
Yes.
So on Friday, it's Tyvis Powell. Who the hell cares about him? Wow. Although it is the first time that I've ever really hosted with Tyvis, so I'm excited to
do that. That'll be fun.
Tomorrow, the guest host is James Laurinaitis.
Big deal.
So me and Threes tomorrow.
You and Threes at 3 in the P.
That's correct. There's a lot of Threes there.
Yeah.
All right. Jen Winters is pissed off. She's here.
I, by the way, have a name for this Star Wars movie review that you're going to do. I think we should call it Man Solo's Pew Pew Review.
Man Solo was pretty much me in my high school years. Just Man Solo.
Yes. And then Pew Pew for the, you know, the guns. They have the little, that's the noise they make. Jen, what's going on?
I'm just mad at you.
Why are you mad at me?
Because
you're lighting me up in the chat over here.
You want him to watch the movies, but you're giving him like, it's just like, why don't you just tell him to watch all of the Clone Wars while he's at it?
No, he asked me to watch. He said, I want to watch the movies.
Here's what I said. I said, hey, I'm going to go back and watch the original Star Wars. That'll be a good content for the show. Mm-hmm. You said, let me make you a list of 11 movies to watch and the order in which to watch them.
Jen, he went about it. You did it so wrong.
No, dude. I didn't. I did it perfectly right. No. I did it in a way that...
All right, Jen, what should I do then?
What you should do is just, if you want to add a little bit more TV, I would say start with Andor, then go into Rogue One.
What's Andor?
Wait, I'm being big-brained and crazy.
Andor is one season. It's like 8 episodes, and they're like under an hour apiece.
Andor is one of the best things that has ever been made in the Star Wars universe for television. But you said specifically to me, I don't want to watch any TV.
Well,
I just want to watch movies.
And honestly, I'm giving him the best content. So Andor goes into Rogue One, which directly goes into Episode 4.
Yes, it does.
And so then you go Episode 4, you go Episode 5, you go Episode 6. Then you watch The Mandalorian, and that's all you need to do.
That's it?
That's
what
it.
What do you mean? What about the...
And then if you want to watch the prequels and the sequels, you can do that, but it's a waste of time, and you're going to get as angry as I am with George Lucas,
Jen,
over all of this.
The last three movies are great.
No, they're not.
They're incredible.
They're the mirror of the original three. And you got J.J. Abrams coming back because Rian Johnson ruined the whole franchise with that second prequel.
Rian, that's with the best one of all three of them, Jen.
Are you guys sponsored by the Canto Bright Casino?
Yeah. I like it. The Star Wars went to places that weren't either a desert or a swamp. It was great.
And Benicio
went
del Toro was a wasted character.
Oh my gosh!
And Carrie Russell was a wasted character. And don't get me started on my queen, Laura Dern. I can't.
I do. I did love Laura Dern. She
I love her, and she was done dirty.
She
man,
was.
I don't know what the hell's happening, but I'm excited.
But just, common man, I will send you a separate email.
All
and
right.
I will tell you what you need to watch.
You know what? Watch whatever you want. I'm telling you how I would do it.
Teddy, what the hell should I watch?
Teddy,
you're the voice of reason.
You had announced you were going to watch Rogue One this weekend, right?
Watch Rogue. You know what?
I was going to go on T-Bone's list.
But that was number one on the list.
But Jen's got me watching 8 hours of TV before I get to Rogue One.
Here's what I will say. I will say, do the Rogue One thing and then watch the original 3, 4, 5, and 6.
Yes.
If you get through that and say you want to watch more after that, then the three of us will fight it out in the streets. We'll get in there with chains.
Do we all agree, and I'm talking to you two, play nice.
Okay.
Do we all agree that Rogue One is something I should be watching?
Abso-freaking-lutely.
Yes.
It is the best thing that has been done in a very long time.
Start with Rogue One and then go to the original 1977 Mark Hamill, Carrie Fisher, you know,
because
Luke,
Rogue One
stuff.
Literally goes into A New Hope. Literally does.
Movie ends, new one starts, it's the same scene.
Yeah.
They end in the same scene.
Okay.
It's beautiful, and I cried like a baby when I saw it in the theater.
Jen, I did too.
When it first started? Because
when it ended.
Because I was just like, oh my God, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life.
With Rogue One, I'm not kidding you, Mike. Now this is building it up. He's going to hate it. Because we're already building it too much now.
I am going down the right path.
With an open mind, okay?
I am telling you, when Rogue One, the end of that movie, when stuff happens, people in the theater that I was in were standing up and going, like ripping their shirts off, pumping their fists, crying. Jesus. Like it was
Teddy, did that a moment. You saw it?
No, it wasn't that extreme.
You lost control of your functions and just crapped and pissed all over yourself.
People enjoying it, but yeah, that's a little too much.
We were flipping around in this. I mean, people were just jumping off the top row of that thing and suplexing each other. It was incredible.
And then the second time I saw it in the theater, I got a text that Carrie Fisher had died.
Oh, gosh.
And then I really cried.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. Oh, spoiler alert. Carrie Fisher's no longer with us.
If it was so good, what are you checking your phone for during the movie?
I was like, who's texting me? And I'd already seen it, so it was like, okay, I have my phone with me.
Oh, you went back for a subsequent viewing.
Yeah, it was so good. I think I saw it 4 times in the theater.
Yeah, I've not done 4. I've done at least 3 with a couple of them, but yeah.
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 Okay, well, thank you all. And Bone, I guess I'm not angry at you anymore.
That's fine.
I just, you know, this man is, he doesn't like a lot of extra stuff.
No, but you know what? He asked.
First of all, I didn't ask. I said, I'm going to watch Star Wars. And you said, well, wait a second. You have to watch. Let me make a list for you.
You can't just watch Star Wars. What does that even mean? Which one? Which thing? You watching a cartoon?
The original movie.
Are you playing a video game? What are you doing? Are you doing the Legos? Like, you got a whole universe of stuff to do, my man. Tell me where you're starting.
And they have a Princess Leia for you for your desk for the rest of the
show.
What
is that?
It's a little Princess Leia.
That's great.
Yeah.
She has a figurine of Carrie Fisher's Princess Leia right there.
She doesn't have her cocaine nail, though. That came in Jedi.
That's too bad.
God bless. Thank you, Jen. God bless.
That's good. All right. So we're agreed. Rogue One this weekend for you to get you started. And we'll see how you do after that.
All right. Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer is coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
There's a 5-minute slowdown due to an accident blocking the right lane on northbound 270 on the west outer belt at Tuttle Crossing Boulevard. And you'll hit another 5-minute delay on westbound 70 on the east side between Kelton Avenue and the 71 East Split. This report is sponsored by Lipton Iced Tea. Relaxing by the pool in summertime. Could it get any better? A cooler of Lipton Iced Tea. If only you had something to pair it with. Someone order Uber Eats. Do summer the easy way and get $5 off your next Uber Eats order and select Lipton 12 pack. CPAC for details. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Common Man and T-Bones. Name dropping. With the biggest name dropper of them all, the CBJ's Jeff Rimmer.
Sponsored by Byers Imports. Hamilton Road by the airport.
He is... I was going to say the television voice of the Blue Jackets, but he's not anymore.
He is not. No, he is just our guy.
He's just the old man who comes on this show every single Wednesday. It's Name Dropping with Jeff Rimmer on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Hello, Rims.
I take exception to that. Old man, I'm a young buck, and don't ever forget it.
All right, I'm sorry. Panthers wind up getting it done in game 7. I talked to you before it happened on that night. You were ready to go. You were excited about a game 7. Who wouldn't be? I assume it all lived up to your expectations.
It certainly did. I really thought, though, based on the way the previous 3 games went, that Edmonton would be raising the cup led by their captain, Connor McDavid. But I give Sergei Bobrovsky in particular, and by the way, he is my name drop today. I give him in particular all the credit in the world because he regained the form that we saw in the first three games. He was exceptional, a 2-1 tight game. By the way, it is the second most watched National Hockey League game, North American-wise, in hockey history when they first started collecting all the data on who was watching and where. It was an exceptional game, and give Bobrovsky and the Florida Panthers all the credit in the world. They certainly deserve to win, and they avoided what could have been the biggest choke in professional sports, because that was certainly something that was circulating, in particular here in South Florida.
Well, I was going to ask you, Rems, about that. I know that South Florida has not always been given the rep as being a great hockey town, and understandably so, but how did the fan base kind of come together over this, you know, what you've seen the last 24 hours since this all happened, and now they've actually got the job done? I presume the city has now just fully embraced this, and whatever worries they had, that's all gone. But how have you seen that Stanley Cup kind of be magnified in that city?
It's not only not a hockey town. It's not really a sports town until you get down to the nitty gritty. And that goes for the Dolphins. If they are not playing well, they don't draw. The Marlins, the Miami Heat, you've got to have a winner here. And remember, this area here is flooded with people from elsewhere in the country, be it New York, be it Canada, be it the West Coast of California. So they've all got their favorite teams. But, yeah, it certainly captured the imagination of hockey fans and sports fans here. It was a tough ticket for Game 7. You had to pay, if you wanted a decent ticket in the lower bowl, you were expected to pay well over $6,000 a ticket. I know a couple of players that are former Florida Panthers, Ed Jovanovski in particular, and Hall of Famer Dino Cicerelli, that were trying to get tickets for the final game, and they weren't even giving tickets to their alumni. So Randy Moeller, who's been with the team, he joined when I joined the franchise way back in 93, 94, and the best he could get was a press pass for the game. So, hey, it was a tough ticket. There were a lot of Edmonton fans that actually chartered two planes to come down here, and the Florida fans that thought they had no chance to win Game 7 sold their tickets for a profit and were happy to do so, but maybe were a little reluctant because the party lasted until the wee hours of the morning, like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. The players were still in the building and out on the ice shooting pucks, by the way.
Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer here on The Fan. Sergei Bobrovsky now has two Vezina trophies to his name and is a world champion. Is he a Hall of Famer?
Absolutely. Absolutely, he is a Hall of Famer. He could win another Vezina trophy tomorrow night when the NHL awards night takes place in Vegas before the draft on Friday, which is big, very significant for the Blue Jackets, by the way. For me, very quickly, you say sometimes I go too long with my answers. He is a Hall of Famer, and he will be a Hall of Famer when his career is over. In fact, his numbers are better than some of the Hall of Fame goaltenders that are presently in the Hall of Fame. How about that?
Doesn't surprise me. Rims, let's talk about what's rumored to be happening around the Blue Jackets coaching search. In the last few days, we've started to hear the name Todd McClellan popping up a bit. If that were to be the pick, how do you feel about that idea of Todd McClellan possibly taking over for the Blue Jackets?
Okay, first I will tell you, having talked to the Blue Jackets today, there has been no decision, despite rumors that the deal is done. That's not to say that McClellan will not be the coach. I think there's still certainly an excellent chance. He's a fine coach. He hasn't won the coveted Stanley Cup, but he's an excellent coach that would bring structure and leadership and the culture that's needed in the dressing room. That said, there are still a couple of other coaching candidates. Dean Evason, former coach in Minnesota. Gerard Gallant, the former Blue Jackets coach early on in his career, and of course had success with the Rangers and Vegas, taking them to the Stanley Cup in their first year. So I think it'll probably be sometime next week, perhaps a day or two after free agency, which starts next Monday. This is crazy what's going on in the NHL right now. July 1st is free agency. So I think once the dust settles, and Todd McClellan has a son that's getting married this weekend, and I think that takes precedence before anything gets done.
You know what? Since you brought that up, because I've made that joke, is that, you know, hey, training camp starts next week. It doesn't. It just seems like it does. Do you think this season's too long? Should we have this? Should we be talking about this in late June?
Well, if I had my druthers, not that Gary Bettman's going to ask me, but I'll give you my point. They need to start the season earlier. I like the 82-game schedule. They need it, obviously, for the way salaries are going, $4.5 million. The salary gap's going up next fall. So I'd suggest they cut down on the preseason games and start the season earlier. I know that teams make money during the preseason because they're not paying the players. But for me, if they started the season a week or two earlier, then you wouldn't have this overlap where literally you crown a Stanley Cup champion, 2 days later is the draft, and a couple of days later is July 1st free agency.
Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer, brought to you by Rimmer's Friends, Buyers Imports by the airport. You want to talk about your friends, Rims?
I certainly do. I was on the phone with General Manager Kevin King earlier on today, and they have really upped their service in addition to the oil change and lube job. I can tell you that they have a number of service bays at each of their dealerships at Buyers Imports by the airport. But let me also say that in particular, they have a great number of Macans. Now, I've driven a Macan here for the last several years. I've got a GTS here in Florida. I've had one when I'm in Columbus. And they've got a Macan S, which is a great vehicle. But they've got the GTS in the showroom. They're available right now for lease or purchase. And I'd suggest you take a look at the good selection that they have. All kinds of colors and combinations and options available at Buyers Imports by the airport.
Rims, every single time somebody dies, you have some sort of story about them. We lost Willie Mays. Do you have any Willie Mays stories or associations?
No, my baseball career, albeit limited, started after Willie Mays left the game, but I did meet him at Gary Carter's Hall of Fame induction. In fact, my son Josh made sure he got a picture with him, and he put that up on Facebook shortly after Mays passed away last week. But a gentleman and just a great person to be around. And as I said, having been invited by Gary Carter to attend his Hall of Fame induction with my wife Farrell and son Josh, it was a great weekend in Cooperstown. And being around all the Hall of Famers, and Willie Mays in particular, was very, very special.
All right, thanks. Anything else?
Yeah, the draft. Let's talk briefly about the draft.
Well, okay, make it quick. We don't have a ton of time.
Okay, if they make the pick, my pick would be Caden Lidstrom. He's a Western Canadian kid. He's got size. He's physical. He can be a winger or a centerman. I know the Jackets certainly have him circled. They interviewed him at the Combine. They talked to him and expect to talk to him here this week. But there's still, as I told you weeks ago, the possibility if Don Waddell is blown over, they could trade that pick, but it would have to be a very, very special package.
Do you think J.J. Redick used the N-word at Duke? What do you think about that?
Sorry, no comment.
Let's focus on him talking about special packages. I think we could always go back to that.
Blown away by a special package?
Exactly right.
Yeah. Thank you, Rims.
Always a pleasure, my friends.
All right. Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline.
All right.
So he met Willie Mays.
Well, yeah, I like how he said, I don't have any connection to him. And he's like, I met him personally. But my son got a photo with him. It's like, well, that's what we're asking you.
Is right. I know you weren't on the Giants with him while he was playing.
Mike, have you ever met Willie Mays?
No.
I have never met Willie Mays. Teddy, did you ever meet Willie Mays? Ever cross paths?
No, never.
Okay. So you know when we ask Rimmer.
Traffic Nicole related to Willie Mays.
Is that right?
Yes. It's her great uncle.
She's the Say Hey Traffic gal.
That's exactly right. Okay. She's also known for making over the back catches.
That's right. In the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she does.
Back page coming up. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
There's a 5-minute slowdown on westbound 270 on the north outer belt between Westerville and Cleveland Avenue. And watch out for an accident on the right shoulder of northbound 71 on the north side after Cook Road that's causing some holdup. This report is sponsored by Pierre's Ice Cream. Pierre's Ice Cream Ingredients Inspection. Line up. Cream to the right, chocolate chunks left. Caramel looking smooth. Every cookie, berry, chip, and chunk earns its place in Pierre's Ice Cream. Made in Ohio, made with the best. Pierre's, we've got your flavor. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust. Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. Timmy is vacationing, so the sweet-smelling Ryan Baker is here. Hello, Bake.
How we doing, boys?
All great. Now that you're here.
Appreciate that.
It is Wild Card Wednesday. What do you got, Boner?
We have got a $50 gift card to Pecan Pennies for the winner. Pecan Pennies, your downtown home for barbecue, happy hour, and soccer. Danny Dinks is going to be the winner today, who had this question for us for Wild Card Wednesday. He said, if you could pick anything to watch, band, event, movie, etc., at the Sphere in Las Vegas, what would it be?
Mm. All right, I have two thoughts instantly. My first thought is, can I raise someone from the dead?
Okay. I'm going to say for the purposes of this argument, yes.
All right. So it's between two things for me. It is circa 1995 Stone Temple Pilots.
Okay.
Okay. Scott Weiland, I miss you. You're underrated criminally. The other thing that I think would be great is Antiques Roadshow in the Sphere. I've always thought that needs a bigger stage.
More interaction.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Like a Victorian curio cabinet.
There you go.
Just think about that. Pyro going off.
I'm surprised you didn't say the Queen and Viggo Mortensen.
Oh, well.
But you know what? Now, again, if you're into these movies, I would think Lord of the Rings would be awesome to see there if you were watching. Like the sound of that, the score, but also just the visuals of that would be pretty epic. Anything like that would be cool. Top Gun, I think, would be awesome.
You guys were just talking about Star Wars. Star Wars would be great. I have a feeling like a concert, like a Tool concert or Metallica would be awesome.
Well, that's got to be... Metallica's got to be happening, right? They have to be doing that at some point.
Only if you can go backstage and talk to Lars.
Listen.
Hello, T-Bone. Listen, welcome to the Sphere.
Let me tell you, I will go watch them play. I have nothing but admiration for what they did for the genre. I can hold my feelings of Lars being not my guy for a while. I can hold him back for a few hours and just enjoy the music.
All right.
And I do enjoy a lot of their music. So there you go.
The UFC, I know, is heading to the Sphere sometime this year. And Dana White says they're going to blow anything else that will head to the Sphere out of the water.
I'm sure he will.
I'm sure he thinks that, but I mean, I just saw the Dead and Company, like some of the videos from that where it's the Grateful Dead, and they had all the visuals. I don't even know how you could possibly function looking at all that stuff. I would think Tool would be the same way. They would have all these like crazy visuals they would have to go with
you that. U2 did the Sphere, didn't they?
U2 did as well.
Yeah, and I wouldn't mind seeing that.
Yeah.
Wasn't Rothman there?
Rothman didn't got to go.
I know. All is quiet on New Year's Day.
They call him the Edge, but there's really no edge to this. It's actually a big sphere, so it's kind of ironic that they're playing this.
I gotta tell you, I relate to those troubles in Belfast.
I would actually watch the Indy 500, like if you could have a camera mounted on the front of a race car for 3 hours in that, it would be, I would have to imagine that would be ridiculous to see. All right. So anyway, he wins the prize.
He wins the prize.
Dinks wins the prize. Congrats, Dinks. Good question there.
Baker, what's coming up on the Buckeye Show tonight?
Well, James Laurinaitis had a couple interesting things to say earlier this week talking to Dom Tiberi, and it actually makes me like James even more.
James is hosting with me tomorrow,
which also makes me like him even more. Yeah. So that's pretty cool. Since DeVere is in today, we're going to talk about this Ohio State wide receiver room. There's obviously a lot of talent here, but we haven't seen a lot of production on the field from this group, so we're gonna have DeVere break them down.
All right, two big hours tonight
Two big hours
of the Buckeyes show starts at 6. Be here. Back page. Hit it.
The Back Page. The Back Page with Common Man and T-Bone.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Bone. Well, man, this is sad news for those of us who have loved the restaurant for many, many years. We haven't had many of them around here anymore, but in Chicago and in the state of Illinois.
What happened?
There's only one Boston Market left.
Oh, no.
In all of Illinois.
Oh,
it is on the
no.
A West Suburban Boston Market is still open.
Where is it?
It says Melrose Park.
All right.
Just outside of Chicago there.
They're all gone here.
Right. But apparently WGN went out to this location because they said, hey, you're the only Boston Market left in Illinois. How do you feel about that? And are you staying open? And the workers there said,
we just work here.
They said, we're the last one, but we're not closing. So they said, if you want Boston Chicken, as it used to be known, now, of course, known as Boston Market, it's still there. The Washington Post reported on the company's extensive legal problems earlier this year, saying landlords claimed unpaid rent and a fresh barrage of lawsuits and investigations over the overdue bills and wages. Also, according to a March Restaurant Business Magazine report, the chain, which once had more than 1,000 locations nationwide, now is down to less than a few dozen. So,
well, can I tell you something? They didn't change their business model the way they should have.
No?
When the grocery stores and Costco and Sam's Club, everybody started having rotisserie chickens. And it was at a cheaper price, and they were normally bigger birds. They stuck with that concept. Instead, they should have just focused purely on making good sandwiches.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they should have done.
You're right.
That's what we do. That. We're not going to sell you sides and this and that. We're not catering your Thanksgiving. None of that. We are going to make you good sandwiches.
They could have done that. Although their mac and cheese, I was a big fan of.
That's fine. But I'm just saying, when they first invented those Carver sandwiches,
those
were
great.
Like a fast food revelation.
Yeah. And they should have leaned into that. Instead, not so much.
They used to have a meatloaf one, which they took off the menu because they're stupid.
Drive-through meatloaf. Who's doing that?
Meatloaf sandwich.
I know, I'm saying.
You delicious.
Can get meatloaf or you can get a meatloaf sandwich. No one's doing it.
We'll call it Pinch My Loaf.
It's called Can't Wear Sweatpants for multiple reasons.
Million-dollar idea.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's right. Disney has announced they're making some changes to their Disney Genie Plus and individual Lightning Lane entry. Let me just highlight all this. It's going to cost more to do the same stuff at Disney World.
Yeah.
And Disneyland. So congrats, everybody. Enjoy that. It'll be fun. It'll still suck.
I'm taking a little break. I said to Kristen, I said, I need 2 years, no Disney.
Oh.
So we sold our points.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Apparently you can do that.
And great. Good for you.
I'm done with it.
I'm sure, you know what, 2 years from now, probably going to be a lot cooler. So you're good.
No, I'm going in the wintertime.
Oh, that's
I'm not going back in the summer.
You should have been doing that. Why are you going in the summer?
Samantha wants to swim in the pool.
I don't care. I don't care if she wants to swim in the pool. We'll go in February. It'll be 60 degrees. It'll be wonderful.
Don't they heat the pools?
Should be I don't warm think they have the pool open in
pools
February.
Pools are open all year in Florida.
Florida, I would think they should. Come on, Florida, get with it.
I don't think so.
They don't have an indoor pool somewhere around there?
Yeah, they should. I agree with you, Baker. They should. Right. Yeah.
Buckeye Show's next. We'll see you tomorrow. Me and James Laurinaitis tomorrow. Do not miss it. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
You're looking at a 5-minute delay on westbound 670 between 5th Avenue and 315. And slow traffic is causing a 10-minute delay on southbound 315 between Lane Avenue and Town Street. This report is sponsored by COSI, Center of Science and Industry. This summer, explore the fascinating and harrowing story of the Titanic's maiden voyage. Don't miss Titanic, the artifact exhibition at COSI, featuring hundreds of authentic artifacts, room recreations, and more. Open for a limited time at COSI through Labor Day. Book your voyage now at COSI. COSI.org. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
This is a Fan Action Update.
The Cleveland Guardians have the best win percentage in Major League Baseball, but only have the 8th best odds to win the World Series at 20-1. The Dodgers are the betting favorite at +320. Phillies and Yankees are both +450. The Atlanta Braves are 9-1. Orioles +950. Mariners 17-1. Astros 18-1. And the Reds are currently 120-1 to win the World Series. For your Action Update, I'm Scotty Vegas.
was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit LindsayHonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan. The Fan. Sports Center.
Good evening. I'm Buddy Wells. Starting with baseball, Andrew McCutchen hit a two-run homer, and Graham Ashcraft allowed 6 runs in 5 innings as the Pirates beat the Reds 6-1 earlier this afternoon. Cincinnati drops 2 out of the 3 game set against Pittsburgh. Next up, the Reds will play the first of 4 in St. Louis tomorrow night against the Cardinals. As for the Guardians, they go for an 8th win in a row tonight as they wrap up their 3-game set in Baltimore against the O's. First pitch is later this hour at 6:35. Carlos Carrasco is on the mound for the Guards. Cleveland enters the night with the best record in the American League. In the NBA, Bam Adebayo is set to sign a 3-year extension worth $166 million with the Miami Heat. Adebayo has been selected to the all-defensive team in each of the last 5 seasons. And tonight we have the first round of the NBA draft. Things will get started at 8 o'clock at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. Atlanta owns the top pick in the draft. The Cavs are slated to pick at number 20.
Hey, Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again? But we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust.
Scotty Vegas came and dropped off a new quarter zip for me to wear, which maybe they thought there's
what size is it? Small? Youth small? Scotty Vegas shows up yesterday, right? Because it's picture day.
And I appreciate this. He gave us a new shirt to wear for picture day if we wanted to.
Okay. So
he was optimistic on the size.
Yesterday morning, I sent him a message and I said, hey, man, if you want me to wear a fan polo during these pictures, I need one. All right. And I need an XL. So he said, all right, I'll come by the radio station this afternoon. Drop off an XL. So he was here yesterday. Hands me a large. I said, this is a large. Yeah, but they run big. I'm wearing a large. Mm-hmm. Great. I'm fatter than you. I need an XL. No, man, they run big. So I'm all right. I'm not going to cause trouble. Took the large. Had Kristen do a load of laundry last night, even though she was tired. I mean, I know where the laundry machine is, but I'm not doing it.
I like that you wash the new shirt. Because
I can't wear a dirty shirt.
It's not dirty. It's brand new.
No, it's not brand new. It's been in Scott's trunk. It's not clean. I need something with soap on it, Bone. Something that was washed in soap anyway.
I am team nowhere. My wife is the same way. She washes new clothes. I'm like, no,
I cannot wear clothes unless they've been washed in soap. Anyway.
All right.
So this morning, put on the shirt, too small. Not a little small.
No.
Like full boob parade.
Mm.
Jiggly boobs. Can't even move my arms. I was swearing to him even though he wasn't there. Scotty Vegas. So I didn't wear it today. Just a plain black polo shirt.
Yeah.
And then today he comes in, I got XLs for you. It's dirty. I'm not wearing it. I asked Scotty Vegas for nothing. I asked him for an XL. I'll ask him for something else in a year.
They did give us a lot of instructions today. They said, come TV ready. It's like, well, then you're going to need different hosts because neither of us are really prepared for TV.
Yeah, what is it? Are you going to give us some lipo before the pictures today?
I need hair. They said they got hair and makeup. I wanted to walk in there and be like, do you have extra?
can you put some up there?
I need hair.
A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends, because they pay us. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.